Blog Talk Radio.
Who am I? I'm a champion!
That's right. Remember that all through this game.
I will conquer what has not been conquered. These people will not be in my creed. I will believe what others have doubted. I will always endeavor to hold esteem, honor, respect for my team. I have trained my mind and my body will fall.
Who am I? I'm a champion!
I will acknowledge the fact that my opponents do not expect me to win. But I will never surrender. Weakness will not be in my heart. I will look to my comrades and to those who have brought me to this world and those who have trained me. And I will draw strength from them.
Who am I? I'm a champion!
I will practice, go out to the field of battle. And I will move in everything I can do. And I will reach my field of battle at any means at my disposal. And when I get there, I will rise violently. I will rip the heart from my enemy and leave it bleeding on the ground. Because he cannot stop me.
Who am I? I am a champion.
To my side, I have comrades. Comrades that have been through me through thick and thin. Through sacrifice, through blood, through sweat, through tears. Never will I let them fall. Never will I let them down, and I will never leave an enemy behind. Because our opponent does not know my heart.
Who am I? I am a champion!
No one will deny me. No one will define me. And no one will tell me who and what I am and can be. Belief will change my world. It is through continents, it is through countries, it has put man on the moon. And it will carry me through this battle.
Who am I? I am a champion!
Defeat, retreat, those are not in my words. I don't understand those definitions. I don't understand when things go wrong. I don't understand mistakes. But I do understand this. I understand victory, and I understand never surrendering. No matter how bad things go, my heart, my mind will carry my body with my limbs through me.
Who am I? I am the champion!
Today will be that day. Not tomorrow, not next week, but right now, right here, in your house and in your home.
Who am I? I am the champion!
History will remember me! I will not let anybody be kind! I will define myself! I will write my own praises! And no one will tell me what I can never be! I will never go out not knowing I've given everything I've got! Cause who am I?
I am the champion!
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 Who am I?
Yo, what's up?
What's happening, man?
What's going on, Tom?
Nothing. Junior, you still here with us?
Afraid I slipped off.
Okay. Hey, we got me. Is Meatball here?
Another Sunday. You know, the Lord blessed us with another week of this grudge talk.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, I'm almost at home so I can get on the board, Tom.
Okay. Well, first off, we want to send our condolences out to Junior and his family. He had a family member that passed away tonight, so he may not be on the board with us. So we want to our prayers out to them, help them through their troubled times.
Tone, can you hear me? Am I on?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You with us?
Oh, shit. I'm just slacking through the phone. Yeah, I received a text from June. Like Tone just said, man, condolences go out to him and his family, man. You know, keep his family in prayers, man, you know. And all I can say for June, man, just keep your head up, man. It'll get better. But kind of going with the show, and I'd like to send a shout out to our, you know, sponsors, Big Fred, you know, making it happen, Motor City Mafia. And tomorrow is Martin Luther King's birthday. You know, no telling what we'd be without him for what he have done for us. And this is live and unmotherfucking cut. And no snitching. No snitching is allowed. So that is Meatball new rule for 2014, no snitching. So if you don't like it, get off the show. And Tom, man, what's going on, man? Damn, Young Money, man. I'm seeing some pictures, man, of John Doe, of this G body they're coming out with. I see some suspension pictures. And
hold on, John Doe is supposed to be unidentified. How you see a picture of John Doe? John Doe is an unidentified body.
Well, you
sure?
I don't know
what. John Doe, you see him, and not an imposter.
Not well, remember that movie that came out when that little boy said he see dead people? I guess that's what I saw.
Okay. Hold on, man. Before we get too far, speaking of the John Doe camp, which is Young Money and / Never Scared, what? CEO of Never Scared then finally got off his stomach and locked the fuck in, man.
Who did?
Man, me. Hold on, I can't even say me. Tight Man and Heavy Gang, aka the CEO of Never Scared / The Gov. Had a conversation. It got heated. Next thing I know, Tight didn't lock him in with one race. He locked him in with three races.
All right. So what was the cars locked in, and where is this going to take place at?
Whew! Boy, I hope y'all sitting down for this one here. The race is small block to small block, spray to spray, stock suspension, 28, 10, 5 or smaller, no bars, and it's got to be three races throughout the season.
Huh?
If we don't get the three races off from the time the season opens to the end of the season, then we got to meet in Florida at Baldy's race, and we got to put them all together, or the pots all together, and do it for the amount that was agreed upon for the three races. And Wayne said he would agree to it if one of those races would happen at his house. He said that's the only way he'd agree to it. So I told Tight, I said, wait a minute, Tight. Well, Tight said, okay, fine. We'll be up there. I said, Tight, hold on. His house is not Martin, Michigan. His house is Milan, Michigan. So I told Wayne, because there's always something mysterious going on with the trees at Milan whenever he raced somebody, I didn't want no parts of that. So naturally, you know, he told me, get on my stomach. I say, no, I ain't a stomach type guy. I tell you what, I will come to Milan, even after I said I'd never in life go back. They always say never. I said I'd never go back. However, if we can street race, I'll come to Milan. Tight said, what you mean street race? I said, man, we got to do it with a flag, man. I'm not going to rely on a tree at Milan. Wayne agreed to it, so it's locked. It's loaded. The Motor City Mafia will invade Milan this year. And we bet on that.
Break yourself, fool!
What's happening?
That's Kimo, right, Rich?
No, man, this is Junior, man. Tone. Meatball. Slouch. What's up? Y'all motherfuckers.
No,
What up, man? Y'all all right?
What did the five fingers say to the face?
What?
Clap!
What's up, y'all?
Yes, sir, Reg.
All is well.
All is well. Reg, what's the deal?
Oh, man, ain't the deal. Just that my grandmother's 95th. Well, we have my grandmother's 95th birthday party, man. God has been good to her. She's still out, all her activities of her limbs and her right mind, so we celebrating her birthday party. I won't be on long, but, you know, my commitment is to this show and Motor City Mafia, so, you know, I just wanted to step into another room and send my condolences out to Junior and, you know, make sure, you know, I touch base with you guys and you know, be part of this great movement we call Talk Radio. So,
thanks, Reg, and congratulations and happy birthday to your grandmother. And
Oh, yeah.
Condolences to Junior and his family.
No, I ain't got paid yet, man. I ain't got paid.
Where's my money, bitch? Where's my money, bitch, huh? Bitch? Where's my money, bitch? Where's my money, bitch? Where's my money, bitch?
Break yourself, fool!
Yeah, I still ain't got paid from Eliminator. What is it called? Eliminator Customs and Grand Blank, Chris Jarman, owner and chassis man, guaranteed to screw you out of your money. If you want to get screwed out of your money, he is the best at it.
I just received a text.
It's a satisfaction guarantee.
Satisfaction guarantee. Coward.
Reg, we know you may not have been paid in full, but have you been given something?
I ain't been given nothing, man. I ain't given nothing, not even an excuse. Not even an excuse, man. Man. Hey, man, I heard DMX switched jobs this week.
He
switched.
I heard he ain't working at Walmart no more, man.
Yeah, I heard DMX got fired at Walmart. We need to get DMX online because that's the wrong text I got from him saying that they fired
man,
him from Walmart
man,
because
man,
he wasn't.
I quit Walmart, man. Y'all just talking.
Why you quit?
Hold on, man. Welcome to Popeyes. May I take your order? Hell no, we ain't got no chicken. I'm back, man. Like I was saying, I ain't quit. Chemo putting out that bullshit, huh? Chemo putting out that bullshit, man. Hold on. Welcome to Popeyes, man. Take your order. No, we out of chicken. We got French fries and mashed potatoes. That's it. Fuck you. Lock in, bitch. Lock in on the three-piece. I bet y'all drag your ass.
DMX, are you on the show?
I'm back.
Or are you at...
I'm back, man. Man, fuck chemo, man. Chemo ain't going to run nobody.
Chemo going to drag
you next time. Tone, you always back in chemo, man. What chemo ran somebody, man? Y'all talking that bullshit, right? Hold on. Did you say you want ketchup and fries? Man, like I said, man, chemo ain't running nobody. Never scared, nigga. Man, And I'm through with y'all, man. I'm through with y'all, man. Y'all go talk. Hey, man, go out there and talk to the mailman, man. Get on the mailman about that. Why y'all ain't messing with the mailman, man? Why y'all messing with the mailman?
Somewhere deep down in my heart.
Hey, man.
Listen, man.
This Reggie Harris, man. I have nothing to do with it. I have nothing to do with that, man. That I ain't put my name in that man's mouth. Me and him cool. I ain't got nothing to do with the mailman and bug them, man. We good people. Just want to let you know.
I still love you.
Look, Tom, Reg, Meatball, man, y'all gotta cut that shit out, man. We don't get down like that in Chicago. Motherfucker rates, man. Real.
Oh,
what's up? Meatball, what's up, man?
Y'all
about some bullshit over there.
Hey, hold on one second. I got a news flash here. What's this? Is Street King online?
I don't know if Street King online, but I'm receiving a lot of texts right now saying, "No money racing."
No, he's not online.
No money racing.
Saying what?
That's been good. Man.
He ain't online yet.
Oh yeah.
You say what to say, Slouch?
No, he came up with me and Aaron not online yet.
Okay.
But this Meatball, I'm receiving a lot of texts saying Young Money this, Young Money that, fuck ride or die, they rule the world and all kind of shit they texted me.
Damn, man, why is Young Money so disrespectful to ride or die, man? Why don't they have no respect for ride or die?
I think maybe because of ride or die won.
I think ride or die need to get their best three cars and Young Money get their best three cars and settle it.
Hey, Meatball. Do we have a topic for today? So, Tone?
You know, I had a question I wanted to ask, you know, to get some clarification. I had heard bits and pieces of some, but I need the Godfather to clear it up for me. If y'all got the Godfather, I can got a couple questions I'd like to ask him for clarity. But that was about it. You see GF on
your dog, your mic open.
So you got the GF open?
Hold on, let me.
Hey, I got a question, man. Tom, what happened with Big Sham?
Hold on, is that you with the background noise?
No, that's not me.
That might be me, Tom. I'm gonna push my phone on mute. I'm sorry.
Okay. You say what, Red?
I was catching a couple threads by Tate last week. What happened with the big with Sham's show last week?
You know what? I went on the show. I was on it maybe about 10 minutes. I was working and I didn't keep up with it, so I don't know what happened on the show. What you talking about?
No, I know, but he was posting that, you know, he was saying that his mic was cut off and my man mic was not cut off, and I know Tate was saying that he had never called into that show a weekend. I didn't know what happened with that. I didn't know, you know, I couldn't catch it, and I was just curious if. you know, they were trying to lock something in, and they were going back and forth, and one man's mic was cut off, and, you know, I was just curious.
Oh, I don't know what.
Hey, man, what y'all doing out there opening my mic? I ain't told y'all to open my mic. You know I kill a motherfucker.
GF, what's happening?
You motherfuckers walk with me tonight. What's up, fellas? What's up, fellas?
Colonial bread.
Colonial bread, that's right, baby. You make sure you wet it. Don't wet it too much, though. Get, you know, you got a little pepper, you can't wet it too much. What's up, fellas? I just got in from the racetrack. We've been out here doing a little racing today. Getting tuned up for little Tony's ass.
Dog, it's 2 feet of snow outside. Where y'all racing at?
Down here in Georgia. Just got through from the racetrack. Goddamn it, 65 degrees. Perfect weather. Perfect weather and sunshine out there. Goddamn it, if you was white, you can come out there with flip-flops on. But, you know, them white folks crazy. They love that goddamn kind of shit. I still have my shit on, my long pants on, though.
Okay.
What's up, man? How y'all doing, man?
We good, dog. We good. Dog, I had a quick question I wanted to ask you. I caught bits and pieces of one of your segments, and I say I don't know if I got the story right because, like I said, I got bits and pieces, but something with
regards
to...
You know anything I can do for you, anything, I'll do it, and I'll straighten up whatever you need me to try to straighten up, brother.
Okay, it was something to the regards of Mississippi Joe being let back in or let around or something to that effect. Could you clarify that for me? I didn't understand what that was
not,
about.
Was that on my show?
Yeah.
I had asked a question about that since we hadn't heard them about that, and I wanted to know how the fans felt about it. And what you want to know? You want to know what the response was? Is that what you want to know?
I mean, when you're saying let back in, what did you mean? I didn't know he was out of anything or whatever. You know, what us up here in the north, you know, was just wondering.
Okay, what that meant was, now this is, like I said, this is only a supposition, and I can only go by what the public is putting out, because me personally now, I had no beef with it. But what they were saying was, you know, they said the Gangsta Boo was supposed to have been out at a show that they had in November the 2nd down in Louisiana. And they said a lot of people came out to see that show and to see the Gangsta Boo. And the Gangsta Boo was not nowhere on the premises. So they said Joe did a flim-flam on the people by telling them he was going to be there and it wasn't there. And they want to know, should he be ostracized for a while? Should he be put on probation? Or what should he be doing for lying to the racing world? That's where that came from.
Okay. In your personal opinion, how you feel about that?
Well, I don't know why y'all put me on this spot like that, but Tom, I'm going to do it. My personal opinion. I understand when a car don't be ready. But I think when it wasn't ready and you had a show based specifically on that being the headliner and it didn't show up, I think he should have came back to the public better than he did. That's my feeling on it. I didn't like the way he came back to the public without the proper apology, I don't think. I don't think it was sincere. And that's the only problem I have, that he didn't come back with the proper apology to the public for having a headliner race and not having the headliner there. That's my personal opinion.
Okay.
See, just like you, ain't it?
Yes, sir.
See, just like I got into some shit the other day on Pro Stock Joe's show, I had to get on Tight Man ass for not get on him, but I had to tell him he didn't defend it the way I wanted to, but I think he was in the wrong arena. But I don't give a fuck what arena is. If I think something ain't right, I'm going to say it. They had you nominated as one of the fake-ass racers. Well, Tight Man said, how can the man be a fake-ass racer when he was trying to go? Me, personally, I know, Tone. You've been trying to get your car running. Shit happens. And, I mean, you can't do nothing about that when these cars break. So I don't see how you're a fake-ass racer, because every time you even said anything about racing anybody, you say, if my car is ready, if, you didn't say, you didn't just go there and beat your chest, tell me she was going to fuck everybody up. You said, if my car is ready and I'm there, I'm going to do such and such to somebody. So I think they should even mention you as no fake-ass racer, because you're not a fake-ass racer, because I know you traveled out there a couple of times and run a couple of races. And these cars, they break down, man. Ain't anything man built, it can be broke. And I think you got a bad rap on there, and I didn't like that. But, of course, I went on the show, and some of these shows I don't come on because if a motherfucker don't like what you're saying, they want to mute your mic. And I don't play that mute your mic shit because I'm a grown-ass man. Don't try to take my motherfucking manhood. So I was a little pissed off about that, Tone, when they tried to nominate you for a fake-ass racer, man.
Okay. Okay, well, I appreciate that, and you are right, and you know what? Like I say, I didn't hear that show. I guarantee you, whoever felt that I should be nominated for that, I forgot more about grudge racing than they'll ever know.
I know. So, is Junior on the phone tonight? I just got on a little late because I was at the track. Junior?
No, Junior had death in the family tonight. He's not going
to
be with us.
Oh,
tonight.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that, man. So, Meatball on there?
Yeah, Meatball here.
Okay, I just want to make sure. See, because what I'm trying to say is I can talk about Little Tony. If I talk about Little Tony, I'm going to talk about Little Tony like a man, and it's going to be some substance to it, just like I told Little Tony. You know I love you to death, but I do want to whoop your motherfucking ass. But I ain't never, I told you that in your face. But I don't like nobody to come giving you no false, don't put no false shit on Little Tony. About Little Tony won't raise a Little Tony scared. You can't help if your car ain't ready, Tony. You cannot help that.
You are 100% correct.
And I think you might want to speak on that for your people that are listening now, because they hear this and shit, and they be saying, yeah, you're right. I mean, you're going to have your haters going to say, they're going to agree to it. But I can be your hater, but as long as I can still tell the truth on you. Goddamn, I know for a fact you come down to damn Orangeburg last year and worked all fucking day to try to get your car ready. Now, what the fuck was you coming away from up there in Michigan somewhere down here to be and try to race a motherfucker talking about you was a fake-ass racer, man? I think you need to talk about that because it pisses me off when people like you get a bad name and you hear one or two motherfuckers say it and don't nobody defend it. It pisses me off, Tony. I hate to doggone it sound like I'm crying and venting and taking a long time, and I ain't saying it just because it's your show. I'm saying it because these shows should let motherfuckers say what they want to say. Just because they don't agree with a bitch said, they shouldn't cut a motherfucker's mic off just because he don't agree with a motherfucker saying.
Like you said, that was a show that was in the South. You can't get nobody in the North to agree with that. I assure you of that. Anybody that know me know that I go, and I go all night long. So, you know, like you say, true enough, I had a lot of problems with my car all season. You know, we can go out and test the car, be fine. I lock in a race and get there, and it acts stupid. I mean, you know, cars like women, they got minds of their own. There's nothing I can do about that. But, you know, hopefully 2014 will bring a change. So, you know. But back to what I was saying as far as with the Joe being, you know, kind of, you know, put on the shelf. I don't see, like, you know, you're right, like you said, how some people get bad reps or bad names. I don't understand, and I don't see how, like you said, Joe and Travis' intentions were to make their show. I believe that wholeheartedly, that, you know, they were trying to make their show with their car. For whatever reason, it didn't pan out for them, and, you know, it was what it was. We all know what that's like. But
Let me stop you. Let me ask you now, under the circumstances, if it had been you first, and we can use Joe because we was talking about Joe, what you think should be? What you think should happen?
I don't think nothing should happen. I mean, okay, now they got the option to, if the man say throwing another show, they got the option to go, or they have the option not to go. Because
what I mean about Tony, if you had a show and Little Tony was the headline, and I don't care if it ain't but five motherfuckers came out to see Little Tony, and Little Tony didn't produce, do you think you owe some kind of apology or what? That's what I mean. See, that's the only problem I got about them. So what you think about that, though? What in that case, Tony?
I mean, me, yeah, I would. I would have, you know, came on and said something that, hey, man, you know, sorry I let y'all down. I mean, in fact, I did that. When me and Jay had our blowout, I came on your show, and I told everybody that for anybody that may have heard about our situation or seen our situation, you know, that got any degree of admiration or respect for me, I apologize for that. I acted out of character. You know, you won't see me out there like that again. I did that. But, I mean, you know, to each his own. But now they saying that Joe didn't do that. But, I mean, how many – Joe didn't do nothing that we haven't seen before, so I don't know why he has got spotlighted. I mean, how many times have promoters put on shows saying it's going to be a $5,000 payout, and then when the guys get there, they tell them, well, I can't pay y'all for $2,700. Now, you had people travel across country to come with the intentions on winning, trying to win $5,000 and get there, and it's $2,700.
They should be put on blast, Tony. They should be put on blast also, though.
You,
My thing is, if you're a grown man, you do grown folk shit, you got to be accountable for shit. So I had no personal problem with Joe. I just think Joe, as being the force he was in the game and the visibility he had in the game, he do the fans respect to come on and apologize in a sincere manner. That's the only problem I had with him. That was the only problem I had.
Right, right. I'm not saying that you personally. I'm just saying as a whole. I'm saying if we gonna blast one, let's blast. If we gonna put a joke in front of a firing squad, then we got to put everybody in front of firing. How many times have guys given shows and on their flyers they say the prices, entry prices is one thing, and then when they get there they say, oh, well, that was a misprint. This is the entry fee. Oh, and by the way, you got to pay to park over here. Or shows that we ain't heard where people guaranteed you're going to see a bare minimum of 100 grudge rates and you don't see 10. Then nobody put none of these people on blast. So why has Joe got to be on blast? You know, I just
feel
like
that. A couple of them really get put on blast. Now, anything I see like that, I'm going to be honest with you, anybody else, anybody I see that do that shit, I'm going to put them on blast unless they come on with the correct shit, though. But I've talked about the same shit you just mentioned a couple, three, four times now. I put any bitch in the world on blast. That's what I do. I do it, and I don't do it to be malicious. I do it because I think that's the right thing to do. If you're going to make some money off something, if you're going to tell people that, I think you should get it fans what they pay for or what you advertise they paying for.
You're right. You're right. And like I say, and if for whatever reason you can't produce, yeah, them people, I ain't going to say an apology, but an explanation.
You just play on words. You're right. See, that's what I'm saying. Don't get me wrong. You right. Joe ain't the only motherfucker that did some shit that we consider shady. He ain't the only one. By far, he far from that. But I think anytime in the racing community, anything that's going to affect us, they should be put on blast. Just like when I came to your show, when you advertised free food for everybody, free food and trophies and all that, I don't care. And you told me, I don't care. I think you and Slouch both. So if I don't care, we don't make a dime. We're going to do what the fuck we said we're going to do on this fly.
That's right.
Y'all did do that. Now, whether y'all made any money or not, I don't know. But your word in this game will go way further than money. Believe it or not, you might goddamn do a landfall of money one time or two times, but your word going to follow you the rest of your life. A motherfucker going to always remember your word.
Ain't no doubt.
And if your word ain't worth a shit, Lil Tone, you ain't worth a shit.
I agree with you 10,000%. You know, dog, we ain't got enough time in this show for me to express to you what my character mean to me. And like you say, if I tell a person something, man, they can change the subject after that because my portion is going to get done, period. That's how I live. That's how I'm going to die. You know, my word means
I appreciate that, brother. I appreciate that. Hey, man, we might have quieted everybody just listening to this knowledge, or we just ain't got nobody else on here, man. I don't like to come on here and try to take over no show or just take up all the show. I mean, I don't mind being on the hot seat tonight and you can ask me what you want to, but we ain't got nobody else on there. It's just something you want to clear up, Tom, because, you know, I can sit on here and talk about this all day because I love talking the truth, man. I love talking the truth.
Well, we got some mics open. They just listening. You know, everybody.
I'm going to ask y'all a question now. I heard Mailman say y'all just fuck over him and he don't want to come on the show because y'all dog him out. But I was going to call him and tell him, Mailman, that shit is some funny shit, though. I mean, I can't hear it. You might not like it, but that's some funny shit, man. So as long as it's funny, motherfucker laughing, Mailman, that's part of the game. If you earn that reputation, you got to either get it off your back or you're going to probably have to listen to that shit every time y'all come on with the goddamn show. I
still love you.
This is Reggie Harris. No, I'm good. This is Reggie Harris, and I'm good, man. I ain't got nothing to say about it, man. Y'all playing.
Hey, man, you can stop that bullshit. You can stop that shit. You can tell it every time, and no goddamn way somebody going to do it. And you be back in the back on the ground laughing like a motherfucker.
Hey, man, look, I'm a laugh and talk at the same time, dog.
Shit, I'm doing it right now, goddamn it. I don't care what nobody in the world said. I can feel for Mailman, but that is some funny shit, man.
Look, dog, this DMX. Look, shut your ass up.
That ain't on a DMX, but I'm gonna slap my dick across DMX lips. I'm gonna put my dick across DMX lips.
Tom, but that ain't me, man. How can I say that, dog, and I'm talking at the same time? For real.
Who that talking about, DMX or that Reggie?
It's Reggie, man. I'm going to be talking about the mailman.
Motherfucker,
I got a twin, man.
Go play that shit one more time. I'm sorry, mailman. Play that shit one more time.
Hey, look, man, I don't say nothing about the mailman. Me and Bub just squashed it. Look, while I'm talking, this is Reggie Harris. I ain't got nothing to do with it. I'm talking, so how can I talk twice, man?
Hey, once y'all get off the show, y'all go on Facebook. If I'm a friend of y'all, y'all go there and watch Smoke and goddamn it, put some goddamn bugs out there on a motherfucking ass. Now, Tony, I'm getting ready for you, boy. Bring your motherfucking ass on, boy.
Hey, dog, you ain't whooping nobody today, man. Stop playing.
Shit, I beat two bitches today, man. If you go with Grudge Race of the Year, it'll be me. Like I'm 3-0 this year. I'm 3-0, motherfucker.
Hey, you,
I'm
you
the Grudge Race of the motherfucking year.
2014 Grudge Race of the Year?
Yeah, but I don't give a fuck. Fuck that, bitch. I'm doing what I like to do. I don't give a fuck about no Grudge Race of the Year or Century or whatever. I'm me. I'm out there having fun for me.
Can I confess something to you, dog?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This is the Godfather. Go ahead.
Hey, man, that motherfucker crying, that's little Tony.
No, little Tony don't cry like that. That motherfucker that crying there, that's something that hurts real. That motherfucker, there, a faggot.
I got that.
I just can't download it to my show because I wanted to put it on my show, too. I mean, I didn't see it before. I had it on the Internet one time when Tony Bynum was crying. I put it on there and made like it was Tony Bynum.
Dog, I want to ask you a question. This probably could be a topic also. You know, it's a lot of guys in the grudge game. You know, they say 28s, 29s. You know, keep your woolly bars, take your woolly bars off. I can't, you know, you have an advantage because you have woolly bars. You know, what do you say about, you know, people with woolly bars? Are they talking about the tire size between 28s and 29s?
If you ask me now, it's kind of hard to ask me because I'm an old-school motherfucker. And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't give a fuck what you got. You can have Willie Bars, 1633s or whatever. If I think I can whoop your ass, I'm going to your ass. People out here realize, though, y'all use them up north for safety reasons because maybe, I'm saying maybe, y'all didn't know how to tune your cars without the Willie Bars getting up in the air and y'all running that quarter-mile shit, so y'all might be doing it for safety. Down south, they don't hardly never use the Willie Bars, and they get on the track, and we run the eighth of a mile. So to me, you know, it all depends on where you go or whatever. Y'all letting the South dictate how y'all race, that's up to y'all. I can't say nothing about that if you ask me honestly. I wouldn't let now bitch tell me how to race. If they didn't like it, when the South didn't like it, well, stay your ass in the South and vice versa. That's just me being honest now. But I understand what's going on, though, and the trend now is no Willie Bars in the 28s or 29s. Now they finna bring in the radials. Now they finna bring in the turbos, the Pro Charge, and all that. After a while, everybody gonna be in the same boat, with the exception maybe of no Willie Bars. And then I reckon we can stop this fucking crying, cause this stock suspension shit been went out the window. You got bitches out there with tube chassis cars running in damn shootouts and all this and shit. So, to me, I go back to the old days. If I can't run with you, I need to leave you the fuck alone. So that's the way I really feel about it personally. And I don't care who don't like it, but I'm just being honest in my own opinion. This is my opinion.
Now, do you think a lot of people, you know, I don't know, I ain't going to say scared to say they don't want to run you, but they always say, okay,
yes,
well,
yes,
if I
that's
run
the
you,
main
you got
to
take
everybody off. Everybody pride getting their motherfucker. Everybody scared. I ain't scared to tell a motherfucker, if I don't think I can beat you, bitch, I can't beat you, I don't want to run you. Now, if you still want to fuck with me, all right, then I'm going to say some, give me some, I'm going to ask you for some stiffs that I know you ain't going to give me. But if you do give me, I'm going to fuck you up to make you either leave me alone. See, because I ain't got no problem telling a man, no, man, I don't want that problem. I don't think I can handle it. But now, if I'm over there fucking with a man talking shit about he's scared to run me, but I'm asking for everything in racing, well, I ain't nothing but a fucking faggot too then. Either stay in your goddamn lane or shut the fuck up. That's the way I feel about it.
Good point.
Now, if anybody want to argue about that, I'm ready to argue about that because that's the way I feel. I mean, damn near, if you got any smarts in racing, you damn near can tell within a tenth of what a man going. So if you figure you can go that or you can't go it, either you know to leave him alone or goddamn it, go over there and try to go to his ass. Don't go over there begging with all this crying shit. Oh, you got willy balls. Oh, your tie is black. And all that bullshit, man. That's just the way I feel about it now. Of course, now, one reason why I can feel about it, and I can say it like it's in, because the first thing a motherfucker said, old dog, you don't remember for shit. Okay, if I'm on a fixed income and I run for $500, $500 just like goddamn it, $5,000 me. So if you want to run me for the five, yep, run me. If you don't, suck my left nut, because my right one fucked up.
and you know what, dog? You right. You know, people use so much as outs. It just, I mean, it's just irritating. You know what I'm saying? I mean, prime example, when we had the shootout, I got a 29-10-5W on the Camaro. It was guys with big blocks with twins, big blocks with pro chargers, big blocks with multiple kits and all that. Now, they got 29 S's or 29s, you know, just a true 29. I got a small block on that. You know, these guys cried and complained because I had a,
yep,
W on the car.
Yeah, I know that's just because they don't want to race. That's just because they don't race. Like right now,
you don't
want to
race.
All y'all want to read, I say I want Little Tony. Sometimes I see Little Tony look good. Sometimes he don't look good. Sometimes he look good. Sometimes he don't. Well, until he whoop my motherfucking ass, I'm going to come on the radio just like I'm talking now. Big shit. That I want to run him. Now, when he slap the shit out of me, I'll set my motherfucking ass down. But until he do, I want to run him. Because I think we going tit for tat. And I never know whether he's going to put that good pass down on me or that bad pass. So until he do, I want to run him. And I ain't just trying to do it. I don't give a fuck if he come there with damn big block, small block, W's, S's, T's, U's, or V's, or W's. I don't give a fuck. I just want to run him because I think I'm close to his ET.
So, what you saying, dog, you believe when you racing a person, you're not racing based on accessories. You racing based on ET. Is that what you're saying?
I'm racing on. You ain't going to never in your life see me coming down and try to race a motherfucker that I ain't looked at myself or one of my partners that I believe in and tell me, hey, man, let's try this motherfucker. That's what I'm going to do. A bitch can be out there on a bicycle, goddamn, with skinnies on. If I ain't seen him run, I might not want to fuck with him. Because if he's trying to run me, he must be pretty goddamn tough if he out there with that goddamn bicycle.
Okay, okay.
All that old shit about sit like me, you got to have this. I don't give a fuck what you got. If I think I can go to your ass, that's what I'm going to try to do. When you slap the fuck out of me, I'm going to go set my motherfucking ass down and say, shit, I got what I was looking for.
That's right. That's right.
And that's the only way you can do it, man. I mean, motherfuckers out there crying. You got some, I'm going to say, supposedly, you got some stock suspension cars right now, to be honest with y'all. And y'all can say what you want. Look in the mirror and see, damn, that motherfucker tell the truth. That can outrun some pro mod cars, man. You got some stock suspension cars right now, can go some times with some pro mod cars. Because we got some pro mod cars, some pro mod cars, there's some slouches too now. We got some pro mod cars ain't going for some 450s and 440s now. But they pro mod cars. Now, you got some stocks and pigeon cars going just as fast.
You right.
And I ain't trying to tell nobody time. I'm trying to give you a comparison of what I mean. So you got some fucking small tire stocks and pigeon car that'll whoop some pro motherfucking car's ass.
You right.
Now, if I'm lying, tell me where I'm lying. I'll wait till y'all tell me where I'm lying at. God damn, the show, did I cut the show off yet? I must not be lying then.
No, you're right. I agree with you 100%. But, you know, like I say, you got some people that, well, you got a W, I don't have a W. You got Willie Bars, I don't have Willie Bars. You got this, or you know, you're not relevant. You know, you hear guys say all type of goofy-ass shit, just not the race, man.
Just like, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be honest with you, Tom, and everybody on the phone. Jimbo, you know, everybody know Jimbo, right?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before I really met Jimbo in person, I done seen him on the internet and all that. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be dead honest with you. I was dead-ass scared of Jimbo. I was dead-ass scared of that motherfucker. I saw him in person down in Mississippi. Little short, poke, bony motherfucker shouted at me, and I talked to him. And I looked in that motherfucker's eyes. I mean, that man scared of me, just like I'm scared of him. Look, that's what I say to myself. That bitch scared of me. But he don't know I'm scared of him, though. But I'm admitting it. I was scared of him based on the reputation and what I done seen on the damn on YouTube. So I'm looking at this little bitty motherfucker, and I said a certain thing to him to see how he was going to take it. When that bitch when I, we was looking eye to eye, when I said that to him, he had his head down and asked me, I said, that bitch scared of me and I am of him. I'm finna fuck him up today. And I was goddamn, when we were down there racing Lena, he had running Wayne White Trash Mustang. He come up to me and told me in my face for the race, because, you know, when I get ready to race, I look like I'm the scariest bitch in the world when I get ready to race. He said, God damn it, I'm going to kill you. Every bitch up there was betting on Jimbo and White Trash. He told me, I'm going to fuck you up, little old man, on the tree. I said, oh, I looked at him right back in his face then. I said, well, that's what you fuck you got to do. What the fuck you over here telling me what you're going to do? Let's get busy. And if y'all, and some of y'all who've seen the races, y'all know the rest of the story, God damn it. God damn it, I ain't ashamed to tell the truth. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't care who I'm racing. When me and Lil' Tony was finna race in Orangeburg, I was walking around there, God damn it. I had to walk behind my trailer because my leg wouldn't stop shaking because I was so nervous. I didn't want him to see that shit. But when I came back in his face, I was talking more shit than the radio talk. That's because to keep my nerves up. Anytime I get ready to race, I'm nervous like a motherfucker. I'm going to tell everybody out there, and I've probably been racing longer than any of you bitches out there. But once I sit in that goddamn seat and strap the fuck in, bitch, you got a problem because I'm in another motherfucking world in. I'm in my world in, bitch. But before that, hey, if y'all watch me, look at that right leg and see how that bitch be shaking.
You be, dog, you be doing the stinky leg?
Hey, man, I be down there by the fall. I ain't gonna lie now, little Tony now is a professional driver. I'm gonna say that because I know he done did some, I think, some professional racing. But Tony, don't you have them times where you're nervous until you a certain spot you just get, when you get in that certain spot, hey man, don't nothing bother me no more. I mean, you got to have some kind of nervousness, don't you?
Yeah, you feel it. Yeah, you feel it in your stomach. Absolutely. I mean, for multiple reasons. One, you know, you want to win. Two, you know, it's a possibility that this your last trip. You know, anybody who say that type of stuff don't go through their mind, they fooling themselves. You know what I'm saying? When I strap in the car, that's why I always, like, dog, remember, dog, just for me and you got in cars, we came over, hugged, and told each other, be safe, man, good luck. I say, yeah, I want to whoop your motherfucking ass, but I did not want to see nothing happen to you. You know what I'm saying? Whenever I race a guy, I tell him, man, good luck, man, be safe. I mean, I don't give a fuck. We was just fist fighting in the pit area. You know, I don't want to see nobody get hurt because we out there, you know, just trying to have fun. And, you know, a lot of us got families and all that. And, you know, when I leave,
right,
I'm always tell my wife, all right, I'll see you later. I'll be back. I don't want to lie to her. I want to come back home. So just while I strap in that car, hell yeah, my stomach be fucked up because I'm wondering, man, is this the last ride? Because it can be, you know. Some people don't have respect for those cars. I got respect. I've wrecked cars before. And, man, you know.
Now, believe it or not, y'all might say, damn, man, y'all on there talking like some faggots or something. All y'all motherfuckers, this is knowledge. This is knowledge. All this is a part of racing. All this goes into racing, man. See, that's what's wrong with now. You get these young guys out there with nuts that's strong, and they don't give a fuck about life. They get in there. That's how come they have so many wrecks. Anybody can wreck. I don't give a fuck who your professionals wreck. But then some of these wrecks can be avoided by just using common sense and not being stupid in these cars, man, and not being stupid in these cars.
Yeah, you're right. Them cars. The minute you don't have respect for them, man, them cars. Well, yeah, I'm gonna tell you something, dog. That I don't like to see. Dog, I see some guys get in the car, strap in, and the belt's so loose they can get out the car without even unhooking them. I'd be like, man, please tighten your belts up. They'd be like,
I'm glad Tom said that. Tom, that comes from you being a professional type driver. You're right. They're supposed to be so goddamn tight you damn near can't move just in case you move. I'm guilty of just what Tone said. I am guilty of that, too, because it don't feel comfortable on me. But trust me, one time you wreck that motherfucker and them goddamn belts ain't tight, you're going to find out. See, because what's happening is just like if you got a bowling ball in the back of a car and you hit somebody and that bowling ball come forward, you might survive the crash and that bowling ball take your fucking head off coming from the back on your head because it wasn't tied down. That's the same way your body doing on them straps. And heaven forbid if you got old ragged-ass seat or some wore-out-ass straps. So when your body go forward, what's in front of you? That goddamn steering wheel. It's going to kill your motherfucking chest in. And if the crash don't kill you, that's what the fuck going to kill you, that goddamn steering wheel when it goes in your motherfucking chest.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Whenever
I'm strapping in, I always try to have the same person strap me in, and they know my motto is tighten them till you hear bones crack and then give me one more pull. And then after they finish, I tug on them again myself.
They told me about that because when they were strapping him in, he had that goddamn helmet on. They strapped him in. I thought the bitch was finna bust. It was like he got them about to bust in that motherfucker. God damn. Can he breathe? So D had a motherfucker to pull him tight some more. But trust me, if you have a wreck, you'll be glad that bitch was strapped in tight like that. You'll be glad.
Yeah. Yeah. You ain't lying. You ain't lying. God say, man, is it comfortable like that? I say, I'm not trying to be comfortable. I'm trying to be safe. Hopefully, I ain't gonna be in here long. Them loose belts, man. I hate when I see guys do that. I hate that. You know, like you say, to each his own. It don't take but one incident, and then you know, they whole attitude change. I know a guy used to run his belts real loose. Shit. Neck strap on his helmet all loose and all that. Man, that man got Hans device in there. He wrecked one time. Man, that man got every piece of safety equipment you can name now.
And I'm gonna tell y'all guys out there another thing. I'm gonna tell y'all guys. Tell your people that drive for you, or the guys that drive, even if guys that respect y'all out there in the game. When a guy go out there and almost wreck and then he all over the damn track, but he saves it, don't go out there and tell that man you was driving the hell out of that motherfucking car. That bitch got lucky. Once them cars get out of shape and everything, get the fuck out them cars. Lift. Don't just go out there and try to overdrive a goddamn car. Don't go out there bragging to them guys that they know how to drive. Because normally, a bitch that really know how to drive, sometimes you can stab a car and save it, but most of the time, these motherfuckers just be trying to drive them. They just get lucky. They ain't no good drivers. They got lucky.
Oh, right. Yeah. Hey, dog, like you say, you've been driving a long time. You'll see a guy, like say, all over the track and, you know, get the car back. And guys, oh, man, he was driving. You know, you don't want to take his moment of glory from him, but I feel like you do. That motherfucker, what? First of all, especially here with us running out the back door, you in high gear, you running 170, 180, whatever miles an hour, and a car making an immediate left or right turn. Man, who can think that fast? You know what I'm saying? Because by the time you realize you ain't going in the direction that you started out, hell, the shit done already broke bad. It's a few things that you would do instinctively, because me personally, I'd say it's a power glide car. I leave, I shift, I immediately put my hand on the parachute. So if at any point the car do anything abnormal, the very least I'm going to do is throw the chute out to try to slow the car down. But I mean,
yeah.
You know, I know some guys that drive with two hands on the steering wheel and they keep reaching over to the shifter. I don't know what it's like for my right hand to touch the steering wheel. I've never done that. I mean, navigating through a pit area, I do, but going down the drag strip, my right hand has never touched the steering wheel. Right hand I shift, and then I put my fingers on the parachute, and, you know, hopefully I won't need it, but, you know, you don't have no control over them cars.
Hey, fellas, if we being bold to y'all, man, let us know something, man. Because, like I said, I can talk like this all night. This is some good shit, but if we being bold to y'all, man, say something, man, because, you know, some people might not want to hear this shit.
Yeah, let me open up the mic. I got a lot of people on hold, so let me open up a couple of these mics.
Yeah,
what's up, Tom? Dog? Red? Slouch? What's going on, fellas?
All right,
what's
now.
What's happening, Danny?
Huh? Man, I ain't nothing much.
Who is this?
Hey, Tom.
Godfather.
It's a big day. Hey, Tom, can I get some of that money you got, man?
Yes.
Because, you know, McGuire's got them to keep you working on that goddamn bumblebee so much. I need some of that goddamn money from you.
Hey, well, Danny, why don't you try to get me whooped this year? You couldn't pull it off last year. Get me whooped this year.
I come get you whooped. You working for McGuire's. If you working for McGuire's, how you going to get in the race car?
Daniel, stop it. Now, you know you tried all last year to get me whooped, and you couldn't pull it off. Now you want to talk about some
McGuire's? Because you were too busy working for goddamn McGuire. Is you working for McGuire's this year, yes or no?
No, I lost my sponsorship. Now what?
Okay, then. I'm going to get you whooped.
Hey, little Tony.
Yes, sir.
What's up, Brian?
I was listening to the show, but right when I got in, it was the latter part of what you were saying. You were locked in with Wayne. Can you tell me what that was again? I just didn't get to hear it all. I heard something about three races or something.
We agreed to three races. and one of the three has to happen in Milan. And the way we have to sit, small box on nitrous, stock suspension, no willy bars. 28, 10, 5, W or smaller tire.
So that's a 28 or a 275?
Correct.
Yeah. What is, but is each race of the three, is there money paid after each race, or is it after the third one the winner gets? How is that?
Money's paid after each race because we don't have a set track or nothing. We're just saying throughout this race season, we got to do three races. If we don't do the three, then the entire purse from the three has to be done at Baldy's race in Florida.
Oh, that's a cool setup. Yeah.
Is that Brian Davis checking?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. What's up, bro? What's up, man?
How you doing, dog?
Hey, look here. Give some insight on David Zimmerman. Is he gonna go across the water? I heard he invited. Is he gonna go?
I don't know. I think I'm gonna bring him down to Mike Hill's event. But I'm definitely gonna have him here at all the events, all the Little Tony's events. He'll be here for all of them.
No, but I'm talking about they want him to come to Quetar, whatever that is, Qatar, Quetar. They want him to come over and do some. I said, is he going over there?
Yeah,
that's
he just got a phone call this morning. I think he's debating it right now because he's got a new shop around the corner that he just purchased, and he had planned on moving his entire facility over in March. So I think he's thinking about it for a day or so before he makes the decision because this is a prime time where he was starting to get everything in order to get ready to move and get the other building itself prepped.
Okay. All y'all don't know what we're talking about. David Zimmerman of TMZ Motorsports, they asked him to go over to over to Quetar overseas there.
Yeah.
Neptune on some of them cars over there for them and everything. He was invited over there, which is an honor. So if they invite you over there, that means you must be really good or you got some kind of good relationship or they think you're a hell of a tune or something. So that's an honor for to be invited over there. So
yeah,
that's what we're talking about. All y'all don't know what we're
Yeah. Congratulations to Dave that his hard work is being recognized worldwide. That's good.
You guys still got racing going on this time of the year, dog?
Man, I just come from a race. I just had two races today, man. Shit, this damn
You know how many guys are
supposed
to be right
now? Perfect fucking weather, man. you know Scotty Ray? You know Scotty Ray, don't you, Brian?
Yeah.
He said he thought he was at Valdosta the way the track was prepped today. We told him to start doing the prep a little bit better, put a little bit more glue down. He had on drag racers today. He said he thought he was at goddamn Valdosta.
Jeez.
Yep. Perfect fucking weather today. Perfect.
Not here.
Yeah, I know. They told me about that, though. All right, y'all go ahead and get everybody on there before we start talking what you call because, like I said, Brian Davis
is
another motherfucker like me. He can talk all motherfucking day, too.
Hey, Brian.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Klaus.
So what you well, what's up, Kimo? Hey, hold on 1 second, Kimo. What you guys say about the 28 to 29 bars, no bars situation that we was talking about earlier?
My thought on that is, if I'm like Dog said, and I think Lil Tony's saying the same thing, I'll race someone if I'm at the track, regardless of what their setup is, if I think I can beat them. But one thing I will not do is lock in someone on a radio show of a car that I don't know who has a big block and a bigger tire. I'm confident that any car that sits like me, I would lock in with a ghost car because I'm pretty confident with that setup. But as far as locking someone in with a chassis car or a bigger tire or bars without seeing it, I couldn't do it on a radio show. And I don't know that I would get in a shootout based on it.
Right.
Because there's cars that can go 440s, you know, on a 29, there's cars out here that go 520s. It's just the capability of what can happen on that tire far exceeds what my car can do. But like
right.
I said, it doesn't mean I will race a bigger tire car provided I can beat them, but it ain't going to be that many of them.
But, hey, Brian, let me ask you this. Do you feel it's a huge advantage with a W or a non-W tire?
Per the tire, I don't think there's much, to be honest with you, from a 28W to 29 or 29W. I don't think there's a huge advantage. Like, I personally don't care if I race someone with a 28W or a 28. that doesn't matter
to me. Hey, let me ask you another way.
Enough,
I don't see
a 275 is better than a 29W, in my opinion, provided that the track is good.
Brian, let me ask you that another way, and I'm going to ask Brian, do we agree? I don't give a damn about neither one of them. It's according to who you got know how to tune them. If you got a guy that can tune and know what he's doing, he can do the same thing with a 20 that he could a 29 if he know how to tune. Do you agree or disagree with that, Brian?
I agree with it, but I think that having the bigger tire can leave a tuner to make more mistakes because, like me, tuning on a 28 non-W, I actually have to have someone who knows what they're doing. And, you know, I have Chris Toon, and in my opinion, he's the best around. Whatever he says goes, and I've never had any issues with him. Now, if I was tuning my car on that small-ass tire, it wouldn't be nowhere as good as it is. But if I had a bigger tire on there, you know, it's a bigger rollout, it's a wider section width, I'm allowed a little bit more air. I could put that little bit more power in there and shouldn't have been able to do it under smaller tire with a bigger tire. So it kind of covers it up for the people who aren't as talented as the great tuners
out
there.
So that's what I'm trying to say. It didn't make no difference if you know what you're doing as a tuner.
Exactly, 100%.
Well, see, Tony asked, was it a big difference? See, I know from experience. It ain't no fucking big difference. People that run 29 is going to say it is. People that run 20 is going to say it is. People going to use that for, hey, I ain't going to run you because you got a W. I ain't going to run you because you're on 29, I'm on 28. That's a fucking excuse. If you got a fucking tuner know what he's doing and you got the power under that fucking hood to get that bitch done, it don't make no fucking difference whether you got a 28, a 29, a 31, or a motherfucking 33.
Well, I think you will go faster with the bigger tire, with the better tuner, in my opinion.
Normally, okay, yeah, 29. I'm going to say a 29 or 28. Normally, yeah, okay, I'm going to say that. Okay, I'll leave that alone.
Yeah. But like I said, provided that the track's good, I think a 275 is better than a 29W.
You better tell some secrets now, because that goddamn 275, you know what you're doing, is a motherfucker.
Well, I'm going to try him here next month. We'll see.
Brian, we got motherfuckers. We got motherfuckers lining up to go to your ass. They can't wait to get a piece of your ass.
Good.
Hey,
motherfucker, when they heard you was coming down there, they start slobbering at the mouth. They want your Chuck. They want, I don't know if they want you because you talk shit and win the money, or whether they just want you because they think they can beat you, or they just want to say they beat your ass. But I'm gonna be honest with you. You got some motherfuckers out here can't wait for your motherfucking ass to get out of here.
Hey, I'm going to do as much traveling as I can before the season opens here, and then I'm at every single one of Lil Tony's events, so hopefully some of those guys can come up here and show us how it's done. You
ain't
know,
no
you've been to Lil Tony's events. There ain't nothing like them.
Yeah, I've been there. I'm going to try to make as many as I can, Lil Tony.
Yes, sir.
Don't think I'm trying to be nice, neither. I won't motherfucking chuck his motherfucking ass.
Hey, Tony. I ain't trying to cut y'all off, but that motherfucker, Danny, get dead on his ass. He talks so much shit. Danny, you nut-hugging motherfucker, where you at?
Hey, Kimo, your no-racing ass, you better get back on that bicycle and get back in the jungle.
You did the right thing.
Fuck
you
are you
the
talking
right
about?
By asking, you did the right thing by asking, can you please get me fucked up this year? Because he swear to God,
don't be
he's going to get fucked up.
Man, that shit gonna be easy. It's gonna be easy.
Hey,
Kimo, only reason why you won't go, cause you too fucking scared.
You never ever race anyone think it's gonna be easy. That's never a good thing.
Man, listen, Danny ain't nobody, man. I'm gonna fuck that man clean up. I swear to God, you don't know what team he on or nothing.
Hey, don't worry about it. We gonna fuck Tone up for you for free. I'm gonna fuck him up for you.
hey, dog. I bet you when me and you see each other, Danny ain't gonna bet with you. I bet he won't. Now he gonna give you more support. He'll give you more support.
Hey,
but he
I ain't asking to bet with me. I just told him he might not bet a quarter with me. He might even bet with you. But I'm gonna fuck you up, and I'm gonna say this is for Danny.
last year, dog, every time that man seen me, he swore that he had something to get me fucked up. And when I say me, I'm talking about our team. I mean, whenever we took Cold Killer Car somewhere, he talking about how our ass is out. We about to get fucked up. I say, you trying to bet something? No, I ain't going to bet nothing.
Okay, well, you got to
Hey, hold on. Hey, Kimo. I go over there. He told, boy, hey, man, he wants to bet so much money when I ran skin. I go over there to run skin. I can't get, but, you know, a little lunch money out of him. I say, Danny, but this is not what we agreed upon. He said, well, I have to run to the house, and y'all about to race, so I ain't got time to go there right now. I say, your credit is
Tony,
good.
You
he told me, oh,
Tony,
I don't want no credit.
Motherfucker lie.
Hey, Tony,
you
told
a motherfucker lie.
Hey, hold on. And what about the guy with the GTR? I'm still waiting on him to show up.
Hold on.
What the guy
man,
with the
listen,
GTR?
Hold on. You had your little cock bucket, your little cock blocking buddy up there. We can't run that car. That car is too light. Man, I want that boy knock your motherfucking head clean off your fucking shoulders up there.
What car are you talking about?
When you before you ran skin. So don't start that shit, Tony. Don't start that line.
Hold on. What did you offer to bet me when I ran skin?
I betted you a G ball. What are you talking about?
Okay. What did you say we were gonna bet you? We ran. Remember when I was coming
That's
over?
If you was,
huh?
Come on, I'm listening. Come on.
When I came over to Morocco, what did you say we were gonna bet before I came to Morocco?
You was coming to run with your truck and his truck five. But did you
say
come
what?
With your truck to run them? Yes or no? Answer the question.
I didn't show up. I came on the street.
Oh, okay.
But why did the bet change?
Hey, fella, let me say this. I ain't trying to run y'all show, but I'm curious now because y'all have got me fucked up. Tony, if you don't mind, Danny, y'all hold up for a minute. Ask Brian Davis what he think about strapping in because he didn't slip that wall quite a few times. What do you think about that shit?
I'm with what Lil Tony said. You gotta make sure you're in there. Make sure you're in there tight. If you got a little bit of slack in there, then that defeats the entire purpose and it can make it worse, in my opinion. Sometimes when you hit something.
You guys
seen the wreck that I had in Milan, and I was in there nice and tight, and I wasn't even the slightest bit sore the next day. And I feel that would have been totally different had I not been strapped in the proper way.
That's right. Yeah. So you want to be a part of the chassis. You don't want no movement.
Yeah.
That movement can hurt you.
All right, let me open up a couple of these mics. We got a lot of people on hold.
All right.
248-8607, your mic is open.
Hey, while Slouch opening the mic, Danny, you better call and get some motherfucking backup.
What the hell I need backup for?
Hold on. Hey, Brian. Brian, you there?
Brian Davis fell off.
No,
I'm here. Can you hear me?
He's still here.
Yeah. Hey, Brian.
What's up?
How many cars are you bringing out this year?
My personal car is my car in Game Over are the two cars I'm bringing out.
People are saying that you're bringing out multiple cars, not the Game Over car, multiple cars. They're saying that you got one that's called Child's Play and you got one that you call Chuck. You say that you're bringing out two cars. Which car
no.
are you bringing? So you're,
it's Child's Play with Chucky in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So the car that you're bringing out is Child's Play and Game Over.
Exactly. And Child's Play has Chucky sitting in the passenger seat like he's always been. Same two cars. Same setup. One big block and spray, one small block and spray.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah,
and you driving both of them, Brian? You driving both of them?
No, I drive the small block, and my buddy NOS Big Shot, Joe D'Ambro, she drives Game Over.
Hmm. Yeah, I had a couple people say that you bringing out two cars, you locked one of them in. I said, no, the man only got one car. I said, no, he's bringing out two cars. He's bringing out his Chucky car and his Child's Play car. I say the Chucky car is the Child's Play car.
We're
and,
going back
said,
to the
no.
head.
Some people ain't too smart.
What do anybody think about the
John Doe car?
Young
Money.
No. I think it's
sitting on Jackson.
Oh. It's not what you know. It's what you can prove.
Well, we can. Only thing I can prove is that John Doe ain't did shit.
Hey, Kimo. They had that video. What they had a 2-hour video. They had a 2-hour video where Young Money said they're gonna beat everybody in Detroit.
They said any local racers. Any local racer, anyone in Detroit, any local racer, they will gap. That's what they said. They said that they're going on a world tour. They're not worried about anyone local. They will gap everyone local.
And that's what the John Doe crowd, or is that the team period?
The team. They said Young Money Racing themselves will gap anyone local.
Hey, any of the Young Money entourage in weight?
Let me get a couple of these microphones open up there, so they've been waiting on hold for a couple of minutes.
I think they got a gag order on.
Hey, Tom, I got a question. If you're going to have a 2-hour video, how y'all have no heat in the garage? Everybody was in there with jackets on, cold.
Hey, man. Hey. Well, I don't know. It's a smoke coming out of the mouth.
Danny, they're going to be on your ass, boy. They're going to be on your ass.
But, Kimo, I'm being. Kimo, I'm being.
Hold on. Can you bring this number in? This is Young Money. CEO, can you bring in 313-0150? He wants to talk. He wants in.
He must got heat in the house, man.
Let me open up these mics before I open his up, man. They've been waiting for the longest. 313-5817. Your mic is open.
DMX.
What up, Joe?
Hey, Rich. DMX said he's tired of you impersonating him.
Yeah.
Hey, what up,
DMX, they said you work at Popeye's. Is that true?
Yeah. You said what?
They said that you got fired from Walmart, now you work at Popeye's.
Who work at Popeye's?
You were just on the line when we came on.
I just got on the line, man. You talking about you was at the drive-thru window, nigga? We know you wasn't in it, motherfucker. You was running it, you motherfucking faggot bitch. You shut your gas up, you old bastard. We know you wasn't in it. You was running it. Welcome to Popeye's. Can I help you, please? Hey, man. Hey, dog. That's what your old ass be doing in that wheelchair, bitch.
Hey, can I get a four-piece of Cajun rice and mashed potatoes with no gravy?
Hey,
hey,
you know
what
we dog.
Hey, Danny, I'm going to be for real with you. They ain't going to give you nothing but an ass-whooping. You better call 911. What they call 911 or 901? If Tony Wright calls 911.
911. The 901 sad boys.
Yeah. hey, Danny called.
Hey, look here. Reedy got fired at Walmart. He broke up at Walmart one day. They told him to go back there and stack some cans on the shelf. He broke in that motherfucker's mouth. We gonna start a fire in here. Up in here. Up in here.
Yo, bitch, Father, please walk with us through the bad times as well as the good. May we be heard and understood from the suburbs to the hood. May you judge us.
That's right.
Hey, Sloss, I thought you had the CEO of Young Money in wait.
He ain't opened it yet.
Now, you don't keep no CEO business. You crazy?
Is Mike open? Is Mike
open? Where is King at, man?
Yeah, Young Money, goddammit.
Uh-oh.
Who got something to say about Young Money?
Hey, man, Biz, they owe me his motherfucking mic, you homosexual faggots. Biz, they owe me his mic.
What's Biz last?
Tony. Tony, so you must have told them boys you ready to go, because they starting to call
in. What's Biz last for?
0992. That faggot motherfucker had a show and didn't even come on his own show today, motherfucker.
You know, dog, he got a, it's an information center. Ain't no information going on, so ain't no need to open up the phone.
It came on at 7 o'clock. The information center came on at 7 o'clock. It's a new time. So I had a few people on there.
You don't have
this ain't about no show that I got. I'm calling in Lil Tony show. I ain't calling in Lil Tony show to talk about my little show.
Well, I'm on there waiting for your motherfucker to come on, and I didn't hear shit.
It came on that Saturday, dog. But anyway, Lil Tony, I don't know why they were scared to let you in on a shootout, because you ain't doing nothing.
Lord.
Why in the hell that they wouldn't let you in? I don't give a damn if you had a 33-10-5W. They should have let your crawling self in. Give a damn about you having no 29W. You should have had a 47 X on that damn thing. They should let you in.
Hey, before Biz gets started, Tony, if you want the back tie, you can get the back tie anytime this week you want.
I want it. Come on, lock it in. Where I need to meet you at?
You know where you need to meet at. It's snow in Michigan, so you come down to South Carolina, ain't no snow.
Listen,
you know where
I
to meet him at.
Man, who is talking, man?
Man, shut the fuck up. You ain't gonna run nobody. Let the man get this raise on, bitch.
Shut your faggot ass up, bitch.
go to Popeye's and go buy some chicken, dog.
Soon as me and you in the same facility, bitch, I'm gonna knock your goddamn ass out.
You bitches get to the back of the line, and you a bitch, get in the back of the line.
Shut your bitch ass up, you faggot ass motherfucker.
You ought to know, ask your old lady how much of a faggot I am.
My old lady said you was gay when she was down there. Said that nigga's a fag. Bitch,
I'm a fag. When she brought all your money down there, why you think you ain't got your car fixed?
My car fixed, bitch. My car ready to go.
Hey, look here, let Lil Tony and Biz, I want to find out, because I'm ready. I'm trying to tell Biz, we finna fuck Lil Tony. And I'm going to put on that. This is for goddamn Fred, for free.
Biz, can I get that back tie this weekend?
Yeah, you can get it.
Where I need to be.
House of Hook, Sunday.
House of Hook, Sunday?
Yeah.
Now, dog, am I running your car or Biz's car?
Me and Biz both got a car. We and Biz, we together. We teammates.
Okay, we lock in for both cars.
No, we locking in to run your motherfucking ass one time with the back tie, bitch. Are you going to drive it or Chris Toon going to drive it?
I'm going to drive.
Okay, if you drive, goddamn it, you got the back tie with Lil Junior.
Hold on, which car are you driving?
Biz was a person that would... You don't like me doing this here, but since he can't stop me right now, because I'm going to take his car and slip it over anyway, I'm going to fuck you up straight off the trailer. You got the back tie straight off the trailer.
And House of Hook Sunday, right?
Hold on. What car are you driving, Tony?
Hey, man. If you
ain't gonna be
call
trying to
trick
it in.
I'm driving,
man. Listen, man. You know I woke up last night, man. You know I ain't wake up today. I woke up last night.
Watch your yellow. His old yellow ass come out.
What car are you driving, Tony?
Hey, Biz.
Yeah.
Hey, Biz.
Hold on, Tony. Hey, Biz. Let me in the motherfucking talk,
man. Let me in the motherfucking talk, man.
By the trick, Biz. Fuck that. You got the back motherfucking tie. with the goddamn Regal, bitch.
Ooh.
What? You heard what the fuck I said? You got the back motherfucking tie with the Great White, if that's what you're trying to slip on me.
No, he ain't trying to slip the Great White on you.
What he got? Man. What he got, Ben?
The prettiest street car you ever see in your life. Well, hell, you know what? They got
oh, you talking about Mario Kart, Mario Kart.
You know what? Let me take that back, because both of them got two street cars. Yeah, yeah.
Well,
I can't just,
well,
I just can't say
up,
the prettiest, because both of them. Yeah, both of them. Yeah.
Oh, that's fucked up. You try to trick me. You know good and well Beans want to murder your ass. We you talking about your car. You know Beans want to murder your ass since you paid the punk out last time, punk.
No, I paid the lockup. I didn't pay no
fucking
lockup.
Fuck.
He
paid
the
lockup.
I straightened
that. I straightened that. It was a lockup.
Up in the
lockup,
the same motherfucking thing. The bitch was on the premises.
Sure,
the
hell
he didn't run. He paid it.
I had catastrophic failure. I couldn't run.
I gotta admit, y'all. He did have catastrophic. Whatever that fucking failure. He did have that. They put him in the ambulance and put them two things on him and pump his heart back up. So he's still living.
Hey, man. Am I meet y'all at House of Hook Sunday? Yes or no, man?
That's San Francisco, wow.
Yeah, that's how you do that with.
He fucked his leg up or something.
You say what?
If you tell us what car you meet us there with.
Damn.
Small block.
No, you know, I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's a big block. I want to know what color it is, damn it. I don't give a damn if it's a big block, turbo. Just tell me what color it is.
Hey, Ben, let me say this again. And I know you're familiar with the terms. Go press your bunk, man. Get out my motherfucking gamble. Let me get this thing, motherfucker.
Hey, man, I'm going to go to commissary, damn it. Give me some zoom, 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 ram, ram, as soon as you tell me what color it is. Yeah.
Tony, I didn't know you were going to try to. I thought, why are you going to try to fuck me like that, man? Good thing Billy goddamn got good sense.
It's the same thing, dog. Small block LS on spray.
I don't want none of that. I don't
what color? What color the car
that.
Is? What, I'm like Beans now. What color the car is?
Hey man, listen.
Hey dog, I don't want none of that. I don't want none of that. Hey Tom,
man, I don't know what color the car is.
Tell you what. Tell you what, Tom. Give me 2 weeks. I'm gonna run you small block to small block, nitrous to nitrous. Give me 2 weeks.
Hey Bill.
Yeah.
Tell you what. Let's lock in like me and Wayne did. Let's just say that we got to run this season, or if it don't happen, we run at a Baldy's race. And let's just lock in right now.
No, I say we're going to run sometime this season. If we don't, we're going to run a Cold Killer race. Maybe like that.
Okay, that's good. That's good for Baldy. I like that even better. And that's going to be in your house. I really like that.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, so now, hold on. Small block, spray to spray, correct?
Small block, spray to spray. 28 to 28.
Box of
Tensile
bar?
Hold on, you know what? What I'm going to do, this is how we're going to do this. 28, stock suspension is stock suspension. No bars.
Hey, don't go with that stock suspension shit because everybody got so many modifications what they call stock suspension now. Y'all just
well, stock style, okay, hold on, hold on. Stock style suspension. No four link, no ladder bar. Four link, no ladder bar. Spray to spray.
Yoke car,
no willy bars.
And they small blocks.
No, I can't commit to a small block. I might have a big iron.
Oh, man, here you go.
Hey. Hey, it's me. How fast can I go?
I tell you what. Fuck the season. We going to lock it in. Fuck Killer's race.
Oh, yeah,
and I don't give a fuck what motor you got.
He down by contact because the guy hit him.
Okay.
From Seattle.
Damn.
I like that.
Because they play him.
I like
that.
Gonna
lock in. One on three or better?
See right there.
Let's do 5-on-2 or better.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Yoka, whatever it is. Yeah. As long as you ain't coming with the Regal, you know what I'm saying? As long as you ain't coming with the Regal, and I won't just go get nobody.
You said my car, your car. I'm about to race you all the way in the blind.
I'm racing you in the blind. Tony, you got access to anything. You got access to anything, Tony. I'm not racing the Great White. I'm not going to race that.
Hold on. Listen. Didn't I say I'm coming with a small block? So what did you even mention?
No, you didn't. No. The second step, you didn't say you was coming with a small block.
I said small block on nitrous. You said you can't commit to no small block. You said you
So you're going to have a small block. Yeah.
Okay.
That's a bet. Okay.
Okay. I got to have a small block. Are you going to have a conventional-headed big block?
What you mean? Are you saying if I'm going to have a big chief?
You know the conventional head. You're going to have a billet head on there, some of that old crazy shit.
I may have a big block forward. Hey, you know, you may say, well, that ain't no conventional head. I might not have a chef. I may have a big
down.
Block forward.
Got a big block 4. Get his ass down.
Hey, hold on. So you telling me if it is a big block, it's gonna be a big block 4?
It may be a big most likely it's gonna be a big block 4.
Come on, get your ass down. Hey, as long as you don't have a big block GM motor, get your ass down. You got a big block 4, boy. You can't lock me in quick enough.
Okay, so. So what you're saying is, as long as I got a big block for it and it's stock style suspension, we good.
Wait a minute. So
Run over the top of that size.
Hold on.
It's going to be a small tire. It ain't going to be no big tire car. It's a stock style suspension. I mean, how big can it be?
What you mean it's stock style suspension? Hold on. Biz.
Yeah.
Now, is this going to be your car or is this going to be country's car?
Country? Who's country?
Little country.
Hey, man, it's going to be somebody that looks just like me and you. Black. I ain't going to get no white boy cop. That's what you're talking about.
You don't bullshit, dude.
No, I'm not.
You want me to commit to everything, leave no stone unturned.
I didn't even tell you to commit to no tire size. As long as it's stock style suspension, how big can a tire be? 29W is the biggest you go. Get on a stock style suspension car. You know, I'm coming on a 28.
Okay, so tell me what your gamble is, and I'm gonna let you know if we're gonna lock in. What is you trying to do? And we gonna and
500 on 2000. 500 on 2000. It's gonna be a Mustang. It's gonna be a small block, or it's gonna be a small block Chevy or big block Ford. One or the other, I don't know. It's gonna be on nitrous. Ain't gonna be no forced induction car.
It's gonna be what?
Yeah, I said it's gonna be a nitrous car. It ain't gonna be no forced induction car.
Hey, Biz, I got a question. By any chance, will you still have
a
little Junior around
this summer? I got five people, and namely up in Michigan, trying to get the car from me right now. I may not.
I heard, but okay. By any chance, would you have it in at Fat Tuesday?
I'm not even doing a Fat Tuesday. I got to work.
Okay.
You not racing? Big Clark and Gadget?
We got some background noise in the back.
The car may be there. A dog may take the car there, but me, myself, no, I'm not going
to
be there.
Okay, well, he don't need you. He needs the car. He ain't racing you.
We ain't worried about no Fat Tuesday, man. Goddamn, fuck a Fat Tuesday and a Skinny Wednesday and a Plump Thursday.
Okay.
Okay, well, we talking about Gadget and Big Clark's race. Hey, Chemo, you'll be there, right? Same thing. Same week.
Yeah, I'm trying to make it down there. I'm going to be down there. I'm coming down for that, too.
Come on down there, I will hear my ass whipping too. All you bitches been hiding behind motherfucking these races. If Chemo come down there, I'm fucking him in his big black ass.
Well, that's what I like to hear. You done gave me motivation. Hey, I love the two
kids. To do nothing. To do nothing.
Hey,
motivate you to do nothing.
Danny,
hey,
I'm gonna
fuck
your
Chemo
up, Danny.
Hey,
Chemo.
Yeah.
Hold on one second. Let's get Biz and Lil Tony race locked in first, and then we can start.
Matter of fact, so I may do you at your house in one of your races. We ain't gotta wait to Cold Killer race. Y'all got 4-5 races this year.
I know you're trying to lock it in, but don't you hear that man Biz wiggling like a motherfucker with all these
things. How am I wiggling? I'm telling the man
you
straight up.
You won't tell the man what you don't have or none of that, man.
You don't know yet, dumb motherfucker. Shut up and set your mother monkey looking ass down.
Dude, Chemo, I said it's going to be a small block. It's going to be a small block Chevy, or it's going to be a big block Ford. I mean, God, no. Hell, what if I blow the small block up before Cold Killer race?
Let me ask you this. So can I have that same stip that I'm either going to come with a small block or a big block?
Yeah, you can have that stipulation there, as long as it's a conventional head big block. Yeah.
I just keep telling you, dude,
it's going to be a – I don't know how they do the Ford heads. It's going to be a big block Ford. That's what I'm telling you.
Hold on. Anybody that knows me know I'm not a mechanic. I don't know how
okay,
they do
so
Chevrolet.
Okay, when you talk to your engine builder, let me tell you how to get around that. When you talk to your engine builder, tell him it must be conventional here. That's how you get around that.
Is that what you're going to tell yours?
The motor already built. I already got the motor, Tony. It's a big block for it.
Well, how you don't know what it is if you already got it?
I don't know what you could... I'm telling you, I don't know what you could sit. It ain't no big
what
chief. It's a
what
big
is your engine build? What did your engine build to tell you it was, man?
Inline head, big block.
Okay.
Hey, Biz, Little Tony. Hold on 1 second. I got somebody online. He's kind of famous right now on YouTube and out there in Oklahoma. Tough, you online?
Hey, what?
Can you hear?
I'm here. Can you guys hear me?
Is that Tough with the Black Mustang?
No, Tough Nova.
No.
Want to beat the from Street Outlaws.
Daddy Dave.
I'm saying, is that Chuck from Street Outlaws with the White Mustang?
No, Tough Nova. He's from Wisconsin.
He beat the
Cone
Beat
Up.
Awesome. I know goddamn well they can't outrun shit.
Yeah, he is the Sonoma truck.
What's going
on?
You're
the man from Wisconsin. You got to be gay.
Actually, I'm from Chicago.
Live in Wisconsin.
No, I only race in Wisconsin, but I live in Chicago.
Oh, my bad. Sorry about that.
You a fag, too, then. Ain't one man from Chicago. That would be the rest of y'all fags in Chicago.
Yeah, well, we the fastest fags in the country right now.
You got Donye over there.
Yeah, don't forget about my homeboy Donye and Shawty. Don't forget about Donye and Shawty.
I said fags and 2 more fags. Keep on naming them.
Hey, the reason I got him online, you know, he's trying to come down at our event on July 26th for the Midwest Grudge Nationals, and we're trying to get him and the Sonoma truck to do their rematch at our event. So that's why he's online right now.
Is that the one with the truck?
Yeah.
Oh, I apologize. I'm glad you beat the fuck out of that son of a bitch. I apologize, sir.
Because I put bus lengths on that son of a bitch.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Yes.
I just coming on that there. They were there trying to make oh, that's a pro ball and all that. I said, bitch, you was on the street. You said the fastest bitch on the street. If he came on the street and fuck you up, you got fucked up.
That's it.
Right.
That's exactly it. I tell everybody, you know, they just get freaked out because they see the hat sticking out of the hood, you know. People don't understand. That thing is so old school. It, you know, that stuff was designed in the 1960s. That shit is old school. I got no electronics, no computer management, no traction control. And if you know anything about blown alcohol, you can't even pedal the bitch. It's on or it's off. So either it works or it doesn't. That's it. And it worked. And he had all the king's horses, all the king's men trying to tune that thing up, and I still kicked his ass by 5 bus lengths.
Whipped him from the word go.
So go that's all there is to it.
Who said that, whooping from the word go?
I did.
Say that?
Oh. Was that Danny?
No, this Tony. I seen the video from the drop of the hat. He did the
skinny man. He got there and shut the flames off and cut the flames back on 3-4 times.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's what we're working on right now to try to get the Sonoba to come up here on July 26th so they can do their rematch. So that'll be a good look right there.
First off, let me just say, I think that if that happens, it's probably the most epic race of the year, if it happens. But I don't think he wants no trouble. That's just my opinion. Not trying to shoot anybody down. I don't think he wants nothing to do with me.
I
sent him my phone number. I know.
Yeah, get back.
And you know what?
Hey, get him and Chief on the phone. I want to talk to both of them faggot motherfuckers. Get him and Chief on the phone.
Yeah. I sent him my number. I sent him my phone number. I said, hey, here's my number. Give me a call. We'll do the rematch. Because honestly, you know, everybody kept saying that they weren't going to air it on TV because it was only the one race we got rained out. And I said, well, you know, their argument is, well, you can't make an episode out of one race. I said, well, you don't need to make an episode. 10 minutes. Replace that spot where Farm Truck and Asian are riding around on a bicycle. Put it in there.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
How about that part where Chuck's, you know, finger fucking a llama? We could take that part out, stick the race in there.
You ain't lying. Hey, I like you. You all right.
So, you know, I said the people want to see it. I said, if you're going to have a reality show, be real. You know, there ain't nobody out there that's going to say, because I beat him on one race, that automatically makes me the fastest guy in the street. I know better than that. You know what I mean? But the fact is, Chicago 1, Oklahoma 0. So if they want to redeem themselves, let's do it. Let's do a rematch. And if the producers of the show had a brain in their head, they would have done the last episode of season 2 with the last 5 minutes being that race and telling the world, hang on for season 3 and watch the rematch. They would have had everybody on a cliffhanger waiting for 6 months for the next season to come out. But they didn't do it. Yeah. I think for two reasons.
Did they prep the lanes? Did y'all prep the lanes?
Yes. Well, yes and no. Here's what happened.
What kind of show? This must be one of the most sorry and grudge ink shows, man.
Well, I mean, here's what happened. When I got the call to do the show.
Sorry, find my background, Slouch.
All right.
Go ahead. Oh, when I got the call to do the show, Juicin was our chief. Okay, he's the guy to put our team together. He called me up and he just said, "Hey, Tough, you used to race on the street back in the day. These guys are coming up here." He goes, "You got a lot of old school credibility." He said, "You know, you want to come out and try this?" And I told him, I said, "Well, you know, it's been a while. I mean, I'm married, got kids, run a business, shit like that." I said, "It's been a while." I said, "But you know what? What the hell? I've always said that I probably wouldn't race on the street unless I have really good reason." And as far as I was concerned, this was a really good reason. So figure, all right, I'll take it out and I'll do it. But I said, let me try a couple test hits. And, you know, I didn't know if it would work or not. So I went and did a test hit, and the car worked beautifully. So then the next thing he tells me a couple days later, he says, well, Chief and I talked, and he said everybody agrees that since they're coming up from Oklahoma, they get lane choice. And we're on a virgin road. Nobody ever run on it before. There's no rubber, no nothing down. He said, but once they pick their lane, each side is allowed to prep the road any way they want. And I said, oh,
hey, Tough, let me ask you a question before you get started on that call. We don't give a damn about that. But Tough, to be in all honesty now, not to try to knock nobody, but goddamn Tough, if we put you on a goddamn racetrack, Who the fuck really can run with you with the cars that we mess around with, man? I ain't want to tell everybody what you got up there. I already know, but how the hell can we hang with what you got on a real racetrack?
Can they hang with me?
No, I'm talking about me, anybody. I'm talking about any of us. I mean, do people really know what you really got?
Maybe. I mean, I'll be honest.
I'm trying to tell you what you got, and I know what you got. What I'm trying to say is, if you did that shit on the street, what the fuck would you do to a goddamn racetrack where you can really lay that shit down for? We can't fuck with you, man.
Well, honestly, it isn't probably a whole lot different. I mean, maybe a little, but, you know, like I said, it's as simple can be, and when anybody takes a good close look at the car, they're always like, that's it? I said, that's it. I got no electronics. I got an MSD 10 box. That's it. No chips, no pills, no dial-in, nothing. Timing stays the same. I can't change my timing unless I whip out a wrench. So once I'm in the car and the thing's running, there's nothing I can do. It is what it is. You know, I got a turbo 400 trans and with a trans brake, but nothing special there. I mean, everybody got that.
Tough.
Yeah.
Quit throwing smoke about ass. You got a hell of a fucking car. My point I'm asking you, you know what kind of car we got. Some of these guys on this phone might not know what you got, but I bet you my life ain't no bitch on this fucking phone can outrun that damn car with any car they got right now.
Hey, Bob.
Well, maybe that's true.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
He got an Atlas special over there.
No, I'm gonna say it like this so y'all can understand what I'm talking about.
No. Tough know what I'm talking about when I say he got an Atmos special over there. That's why he started laughing.
Well, I put it this way. I put it this way for all y'all without me saying this thing. If him and Mike Hill run, I think he might fuck Mike Hill up.
You know, dog, I was going to ask you about what you think about him and Blue Magic, because Blue Magic, they're going to be in the house also.
Oh, Blue Magic with the Camaro?
Yeah, the Blue, yeah. From
you talking about down in North Carolina?
North Carolina, yeah.
You sure they're going to be in the house? That motherfucker, that's a bunch of fucking hot air. I don't want to blow your show, but that's a bunch of fucking hot air.
Okay.
That motherfucker don't even want to run to anybody. It came out and we had a back-ass race. We ain't seen that bitch.
We race an eighth mile or quarter mile?
Both. We race both.
Okay.
Hey, dog, they tell me you will put that bitch in high gear.
I will.
I got
no
problem
with
that.
Fuck about whatever, man. God damn it, I'm 62 years old, motherfucker. If I'm going to go out, I'm going to go out in a motherfucking blaze.
So, hey, dog. So, with that being said, why don't you put that little junior in high gear, or the owner won't let you go?
The owner don't give a fuck what I do, and if you keep on talking, you stuttering, son of a bitch, I'm going to stick it in high gear up your ass whenever you get your ass. We racing. You the one that ain't racing.
Dog, I'm winning. You the one that ain't winning.
Okay, hold up. That's what I just – see, that's what's wrong with you stupid son of a bitches on the phone now. We racing. You raced one time, made it two times in the last 2 years. We raced motherfucking 8 times in 2 months, bitch. Win, lose, or draw,
racing,
you motherfucker.
No matter how you look at it, you ain't turned that win light on yet in that bitch.
I tell you what, then, you black, ugly son of a bitch. Tell you what you do, you pussy punk motherfucker. You get behind the wheel of your fucking car, and let me see, and get in front of me with the back tire.
Hey,
I'm going to see if I can turn the wheel light on your bitch ass.
Hey, dog.
Don't keep talking if you ain't going to talk about what we're doing. Why don't you quit hating, Timo? I used to like you, but you hating. Why don't you quit hating?
You're
racing, motherfucker. Whether we turn the wheel light on or not, we are racing.
You're going to race. Okay, you done? You're going to race the car, or you're going to race me?
I'm going to race your bitch ass. I want to fuck you.
Okay,
you're the bitch I want because you got so much heat.
I
don't give a fuck if you're on foot. You can be on whatever you want. Anything you set your black bitch ass in, we got to race. I don't give a fuck if you run on foot or not.
Hey, dog, I understand all that.
But if you get that motherfucking Junior to the line, I'm gonna make sure Zero get in high gear on your ass first.
Hey, you can talk me to death. The only reason you're talking to me is because you ain't got your dick stuck in your mouth tonight. So all that talking don't mean shit. Next caller.
<There you go. laughs> So who am I raising?
4-4-4.
Tough, to be honest with you now, Slouch, I ain't trying to kill your show, but don't ever get close to tell the truth.
Cool.
Ain't no bitch in the world gonna run Tough. Tough is a tough motherfucker. That shit he got. If I tell you what he got, motherfucker, you might hang the phone up.
Hey man, hey, that ball swinging is starting to get contagious.
Hey, I'm going to get BET on you, man. I had told BET to leave your monkey ass alone, but I need to get BET on you.
Get BET, man.
All right, let me open up a couple more of these mics. 219-2285, your mic is open.
What's happening, fellas? What's going on?
What's up? Who is it? Leon?
Leon!
What's going on?
No, goddamn Leon. That's
where am I going? Doggy dog! Yay! Them boys got... Hey, old Ground and Pound had a pretty nice show last night.
What you talking about? A show on the radio or a show?
They gave a cabaret or something? They gave a cabaret or something?
They gave a bowling ball party last night. It was pretty nice last night. Pretty nice last night.
I know for them to have a nice show, it wasn't nothing involving drag racing.
Yeah, it was drag racing. The boys today, they did last night. The boys got locked in last night for some races.
Hey, hold on a minute. Is Lil Tony still on the phone?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, I ain't want to bust you out, Lil Tony. I didn't want to bust you out, but you know me. I can't hold fucking water. I bust motherfuckers out. Motherfucker said you sold your car now. Is your car sold or you still got it?
I sold it.
I still got my car.
I ain't talking about you, Brian. I said Lil Tony. You goddamn white folks can't understand English.
It's hard to hear. It's hard to hear over the phone.
Lil Tony, you sold your car?
Yes, sir.
Whoever the bitch you sold it to got 1-1.
Hey, dog, I'm going to tell you.
Hey, Tough, I want to ask you a question. Are you looking to engage on, are you looking to engage in any grudges?
Like I said, if something comes my way, it looks good, feels like the right thing to do, I'll do it. You know, I necessarily want to go out and swing a big stick, you know. I mean, I guess I am, but, you know, I don't. I guess I have a big stick. I'll do my shit talking where it's needed, but, you know, I ain't out to start trouble. You know, I'll stand my ground, but I ain't out to start it. So if you got somebody, let me know. I mean, you know, I'm open to suggestion.
Yeah, I don't know anyone right now.
I'd try the Sonoma if you could get him out there, but don't look like he's too excited to do that. Especially on the track.
Danny, I hear you muffled down there. There's something about Zero, right?
Just out there says Zero, Kimo. Go ahead.
I ain't heard you call up 911 not yet. It's an emergency, goddammit. Little Tony just told you. Can you get him fucked up? You ain't called 911 yet, man.
Man, that man was scared of you when he was in Florida about him. He changed up the whole atmosphere talking about he wanted to run out the back door. We looked at him like, well, goddamn, everybody run to the eighth. He wanted to run down into the woods down there where alligators was.
What about Orlando Dragway got an 8-mile and 1/4-mile track?
Yeah. The majority of people down there was running 8 mile. He wanted to switch the game up and go to the 1/4-mile.
Oh, okay. But I still haven't heard you let your fingers do the walking and call 901.
They're on the line. Kima, what you trying to do? You trying to lock Junior in? But you want to lock in with Junior with your car?
Tony asked you, can you get him fucked up? And you haven't made
you,
That's all I'm saying to you.
Tony ain't trying to do shit. We'll meet Tony and Mike here.
And Danny, I have witnessed you be on multiple teams at one time.
Mm-hmm. Just like you, with your Motor City Mafia, with your regulator, who else you on? Keep naming them.
Them all the originals I started out with, bro. What you talking about?
Original your ass.
You started out from Chicago.
Okay.
And
listen to what I say. If Lil Tony want to lock me in with his car, we'll meet him at Mike Hill Race.
You said what?
You know what I said.
I know I didn't. You said if Lil Tony locked in or something, I didn't hear nothing else out of that.
Meet him at Mike Hill Race.
Well, I heard something about Lil Tony at Mike Hill Race. Who was he locking in to, though?
With Junior, and if he booked him a beer collector.
What about the Predator?
There you go. What did I say?
But I just asked you a question.
And what did I just tell you? Lil Junior. I mean, I hear Junior.
I don't know, son. I just thought you could make a call and get him fucked up. Me and him thought you could make a call and get him fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you want to lock in with that one?
Y'all want wit on the vote? Y'all want wit?
Yes.
Looking for
me and Kimo.
Yeah,
you and Kimo looking for
me. Man, Kimo ain't trying to look for no goddamn body. He just talking.
I know, Danny. That's why I ain't big mouth. I'm serious. 2014. But Danny,
you were talking about Kimo.
Danny, two shows ago, you were talking a bunch of shit last week, how you going to get Lil Tony fucked up. He ain't shit.
All right. Tell him lock in Junior and the bill collector, 103, for Mike Hill Race, my face. All right.
Wait a minute. Do what now?
Junior.
Danny. Yeah, what up, dog?
Hey, Witt, y'all bitches that voted Witt, they is, motherfucker. Y'all wanted me on the phone now.
Yeah. Lil Tony, you and the bill collector with Junior, 103 at Mike Hill Race.
Hey, hold up, goddammit. Y'all wanted Witt on the phone now.
Yeah, what's up?
Well, we got...
He on the phone.
Hey, Witt, can I ask you, if Danny is able to lock your car in?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Whatever you say.
That's not Wick.
That is Wick. Wick is on the phone now. That is Wick.
That Wick is not open.
Yeah, I ain't got to be on the phone. Danny can do whatever he want to do.
Oh, there we go. My bad.
Yeah, he can do whatever he want to do. Whatever he say, go. And we'll handle it from there. Whenever he call me and tell me whatever he did.
All right. Hey, Danny, go
and
tell Lil Tony what you're trying to do this.
He's talking about...
I'm on the show,
collector.
Actually. Go ahead and hang up there.
I'm going to click over.
Right. Yeah, 103 at Mike Hill Race with Junior and the bill collector.
Junior and the bill collector with Lil Tony.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hold on, Danny. Now, you saying what now?
The bill collector and Junior, 103 at Mike Hill Race.
When is Mike Hill's race?
March 8th.
When you say it is, Danny?
March 8th.
Now all of a sudden you goddamn you can't hear, you can't understand English. What the fuck going on? Ask for this motherfucking trouble. You got it. Now you all of a sudden you got so, this got dumb trouble.
Hey,
back.
The man totally honest, dog. Junior told me to only lock in one car, man. He said Junior and Bill collected. We Tony got one car. Why don't he just lock one car in? You trying see? You trying to put him in a bad trick bag there, Danny.
How am I putting him in a trick bag?
You want him to lock two cars in at once. I don't know Tony if Tony want to have an orgy.
What two cars am I trying to lock me in? I said the bill collector and Junior. That's it. If you bring your ass down there with Sub-Zero, we'll
hey,
lock
Danny.
Your ass in too.
Danny.
I'm
think
listening.
Danny's still on here?
Kimo,
you can run
it off. They ain't mute my goddamn mic. Y'all hear me?
I'm my mic open. Danny said, yeah.
I'm just trying to see what his gamble is. Now, what is it you trying to do, Danny, before I commit to anything? What is it you trying to do?
The bill collector and Junior, one on three.
Oh,
the bill collector and Junior, one on three.
Yep.
For Mike Hill's race, right?
Yes, sir.
Lock your motherfucking ass in.
It's locked.
Okay. Head up, Pro Tree, 8 mile track rules, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Grab that.
And Lil Junior, small block pro charge against the bill collector, small
block. I didn't say Lil Junior.
What you mean you didn't say Lil Junior?
I didn't say Lil Junior.
He's talking about wit cars, Tony. He's talking about Junior. With Junior car, that I guess that's that Mustang they got, and a bill
mm-hmm.
collector car.
Junior's car.
I don't know if brother Lil Junior. Only Lil Junior I know is Bill's car.
Junior is which car? It's the S95 style, big block nitrous.
Mm-hmm.
Junior's the car that got GYS on the window. Got the GYS
yeah.
in the back. Get yourself some.
Oh no! I thought he was talking about Biz's car, Little Junior. That's the only Little Junior that I know of. I didn't know which.
Little Tony, like you and Kimo got a skirt on, boy. Which one of y'all got a pussy?
Got a skirt on for what?
Hey! He didn't know what car we was. He was talking about which car. He didn't know.
Hey,
he was talking about
what? Hey, Little Tony. Hey, look here. Forget what though. Here go the easy part about it. Still lock him. Tell him, let him go and get his ass down. We got the same
thing.
Hey, that's
not Mario. That's
Mario. That's right.
That's Mario.
Tell him, still go ahead and get his ass. That's me. Now tell him, still get his ass down.
Oh, shit, boy. You got a hell of a show for him. We might have to book another show tonight on this motherfucker.
I'm going to have to give
to book another show. Since all you bitches ain't got to work tomorrow, it's Martin Luther King birthday. It might be somebody's burial today, motherfucker.
Hold up. Mm-hmm. Hey, Daniel, get your ass down, motherfucker. You big old motherfucker.
Yeah, motherfucker, lock in. 103, the bill collector and Junior. Yes.
Hold on, man. Come on, man. Don't fuck.
Hey, listen, we got the same thing they got. We got another Mustang with a big block in the crew. We'll run just like
the
one.
We said the bill collector. The bill collector.
Hey, listen. Conventional head big block.
I wouldn't give a fuck if you had an inline or a sideways big block. We said the bill collector.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, listen. That's fine, man. The bill collector. Now. That's fine. Now, I don't give a damn. Y'all got inline head either. That's fine. Bill collector. Because all you want to lock in and say is a bill collector. It's a bill collector.
No, that white Camaro, the bill collector.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, I like somebody bagging up.
There's you motherfuckers over there bagging up. Listen, one car for another car today.
I like
like he better get Witt on the line because
he done
fuck around.
I don't need Witt on the line. Hey, dog, it's three of them motherfuckers against one of me. Look who sound like who bagging up.
You're bagging up, motherfucker. And you know what? Tell Wick, he could finish what we tried to start in motherfucking Orlando. Tell him to get his ass down with giving the bill collector that back tie. We want to try that at Mike Gill's race.
Here we go. Gill. You should have took it last year. It's an early new year. You should have took it last year.
Somebody said that.
Oh, Y'all know I ain't got shit better to do, man. This is what I do.
He going to tell her how to talk and shit over that chilling. Let's see what y'all do. Y'all going to pick up a dog club and come kick me out. Every day I'm on the dog club now, man. I have fun.
Hey, yo, get your motherfucking lane, man.
If
I don't want to hear all that shit.
Whatever you say, he has never, he would never catch up to you because he's waiting to hear what you got to say. So he in the way. Hold on, tight. You know, we love challenges, right? I love a project. It's right. Listen, man. Let me ask you one question. Let's just get serious here, for real. Fuck it. You know, I hear you yelling here by my lane. But this is what I real do. I don't really get into all that shit right there. But let me ask them. Do y'all really want to run with that Predator car? Yes or no?
I say I want to run the bill collector with the car.
No, I ask you a fucking question. Now, you want to yell all the time? Now, they ain't all nobody to talk, me and you. Do you want to run me with the Predator car? Yes or no? Because I like a project. Yes or no?
Man.
I asked you a fucking question. I asked you to back up. Do you want to run me with that fucking Predator car? Yes or no?
Yeah, man.
Okay, I said, well, let's do. Let's get Mike. Let's go and get Mike on the phone. I'm going to do a charity game. I'm going to show you how I like a project. Let's go ahead and lock in. I ain't going to try to buy no race. None of that bullshit. Let's lock in 105 for Mike race. Let both people come to win. Do the fuck you got to do. Let's lock in. Get Mike on the phone. 105 with that press.
I ain't gonna change my car, man.
I'm about one of the baddest motherfuckers I know. I'm going to tell you that right now. You see, I came to Florida.
Yeah.
So really, you don't want to race. You really want to talk for the show. You want to put on for the city.
Man, I don't want to handicap you. I don't want to handicap you. I want to see if the bill collector can come to win.
Hey, Mario, y'all want to do that? Yeah, I ain't never told that man what he could not do.
I ain't never told that man what he capable of doing.
That ain't my business. The only thing I'm saying is. I want a challenge. If you want to come in on Mike race, I just say come to win. That's all I'm saying. I ain't talking about nothing. I ain't seen the Predator. You just seen the field collector.
I ain't changing your car. I'm not saying you to change your car. Somebody said they wanted to finish the race for Orlando. That's why I even said anything about the vehicle collector. If I didn't want to rent you, I wouldn't have gave you the back time to Orlando. I ain't with all of those shit you talking about. We can get on the phone.
We thought you wanted to come to race. Come to win for about 20.
I don't want to do that race, man.
Hey, that's weird. That's a good reason for you, man. We gotta give him some respect. I just want to be the first. You sit out there, you give him a motherfucking fan. I'm trying to race. Hey, homie, it's a new motherfucking year. It's new world order. And if you're gonna stand on the motherfucking neck, stand on his neck. Don't get talking about a charity race. Stop that fucking $5,000 shit.
Hey, listen, man. I know y'all do y'all thing. You know, listen, we all do our thing together. But some of them, like, you got to, you know, you can't just show them.
You can't pull that motherfucker out of school, then let you put it in them. You got to wait till it gets dark. Then once you eat this, then they know what you got.
Well, one thing I have learned. If we see this shit coming, you'll never get to this. Homie, there's one thing I can tell you about 901. If you give them a minimum, that's all they going to bet. So we ain't giving them this or that no more minimum.
I want to ask y'all one question.
Where the fuck is Danny?
Keema, stop sucking dick. You ain't doing nothing. You worried about me, same motherfucker, dog.
Shut up. You fucking a half you got a half football team on the field like you say. A half, I'm by myself, you call a half football team. That shows our character right there, some weak bitches.
That ain't exactly.
But that with you, Kimo. That's bad for me.
That goddamn
hey.
Danny that got something.
Hey,
hold
on, hold on.
Kimo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, homie. You, let me tell you something. When it comes
go
to
ahead.
Running them, this
huh?
real talk. You don't get them no minimum because they ain't going to bet now quarter more than that minimum. So from now on, you can't put that number out there, and they're going to stop
man.
At that number. Put that number up there and make their ass get up there. Go ahead, Will.
Hey, tight man. Hey,
yes.
Hey, you can talk that money shit to all the other people, man. You can't, you ain't got, I'm going to bet what I want to bet, man, okay? Men bet what they want to bet, man. Boys do what motherfuckers tell them to do. Okay?
Okay.
I ain't no boy.
Okay.
I do what the fuck
okay.
I want to do, and I do it when
yes,
I want to do it.
Okay.
All my
no
life.
Problem.
All my life.
Now, guess what? Bro,
I will run for a nice amount of
okay.
money that I feel like I'm comfortable raising somebody for, and that's what I do. If I want to
okay,
run for
now,
a lot
wait,
more,
wait,
than
wait,
than
wait,
than
wait,
than
wait, wait, hold on, hold on. Let me kill that. Wait,
hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on,
hold on, one cousin. Now, you told me that, and one thing about a man don't have to tell a motherfucker shit. He just do what he do. Now, I was talking to my partner. I wasn't talking to you. But now, homie, I'm going
to
tell you what
I was talking to you.
If you give them a stopping point, they don't go past that stopping point. So, guess what? We ain't trying to ease nothing in them. Set the bar high and make a bitch jump till they break that motherfucking neck trying to touch it.
Well, do what you do then. Do what you do.
That's
I
right.
Can't, I can't do no more. If I want to race you, I'll race you. If I don't, I don't.
We ran the motherfucker three times last year, and they ain't come with $100 more than what that stopping point was. So that throttle stop does not go. It stopped just like a bracket car. So I'm telling you not, we can't ease nothing in them. Just pull that bitch out and show them this what we working with.
Right. Hey, you talk a whole lot of bullshit, but you don't tell the whole tale though. But you know, I leave it at that.
Listen, that's all I'm saying. We just really
want
a reason to change a little shit up anyway. So I thought we could have had a little fun to make it so I can make my street car race car. That's all I'm saying. Because I can't beat you like now. You know what I'm saying? Here go the difference. I'm going to tell you straight up. I can't fucking beat the Predator like I am now. Because I didn't build that shit to run cars like the Predator. But what I'm saying is, if I knew I had a for sure shit or something to do, then, you know, I got a couple of shit laying around. I just change up and throw some shit in there. Make it fun. Make it interesting. But otherwise, let me say something to y'all. But if we ain't racing, and I ain't, you know, it ain't no big deal to me. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. I kind of, you know, the racing shit, that shit is just a hobby now. You know, it's something to do when I got nothing else better to do. So all I'm saying is, I was trying to make it fun. You were telling me to get in my lane. That's all I know how to get in my lane.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I want to
look
forward to it.
I didn't give a fuck about a car.
Me and Dan got into it. I locked that car in 37 days before the day of the race. I put it together. Something to do. Fuck around with. So, other than that, you know, I tried to tell the rest of my crew a long time ago. This shit here is just damn. But it's economically, it don't make sense no more, though. It's just something to do. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'm being real. You know what I mean? So, shit. It is what it is. Otherwise, you know, I'd be on that green. Hey, wait, you don't play golf? Come find out. Y'all play golf with that Memphis?
No, I don't do the golf thing. I don't, but I know if you guys do a little golf, do a little thing. Or
well,
whatever,
shit, bring
know.
Them too. Shit, bring them by and know somebody, man. That's good shit. Have something fun to do. You play,
yeah,
you hit them sticks some more time. You give a damn out of race, bro.
Yeah, I know a few guys mess with the golf course, pool shooting and all that. You know, we do a few things.
Hey, but I heard y'all got some. Hey, listen, now this is something we can't get down on. I heard y'all got some two wheelers up that way.
Some who?
Them bikes. Y'all still following them bikes up there?
Which one? Which one you talking about?
The motorcycles.
What, the Harley?
No, fucking race bikes.
Oh yeah, we got a few little race bikes. Yeah. We got some race bikes. What's up?
Should we ready?
Yeah, we ready too.
Well, we need to hook this up. So I don't run out of shit to do down here. This end of the world.
Yeah, we can hook something up.
Hey, make sure you call my lawyer when we get off the phone. I need a conference call with him when we get off the phone.
Yeah, we can
no
hook
problem.
Up.
I want to see how tough. I've been trying to get in contact with Shine them up there, but I couldn't get in contact. But I want to get down with y'all.
Yeah, you can talk to me. You ain't got to talk to no Shane.
What I'm trying to tell you right now.
We ain't got to do it.
Listen, man. As soon as we get off this shit here, y'all, we talk about it. Yeah, you know, it's too cold to go in the Wells, but there.
Yeah, we can put something together. I'll find out what's up. We got plenty, bro.
We ain't gonna have no shortage of races, man. Leave them cats alone, man. They the ones gonna be on the sideline looking crazy. Tight man, mullet mouth ass. Leave them cats alone, man. They the ones gonna have shortage of races.
I tell y'all right now, I don't know who that is, but I'm willing to bet $10 to my honey that motherfucker ain't got near car, no drag car period. I don't know who it is, but if anybody talk like that right now, I'm willing to bet y'all right now, motherfucker, ain't see this ass and nobody race for a race. Guarantee it.
You knew who that was. I swear to God,
how the fuck I know who it was. I ain't been in no show in damn 9 months. I ain't got a clue who that was.
Well, you need to leave it like that. You ain't trying to lock in no race.
Let me face up to y'all. I recognize bullshit when I hear it, though. I understand two things. I'm saying some people do what they want, some people do what they can. You're with me, that boy.
Lay your ass down.
Well,
I know that laugh, though. DJ, trust me with this. If you tell me that man got a car, I'm going to send you $100 tomorrow. If not, you give me $10. You want to take that bet? I don't know who it was, but if anybody else can confirm it, Probably that man ass ain't got
anything
to nobody race car.
DJ, you ain't racing nobody. Don't get the heat on me, your baby daddy. Your ass is weak, bitch. Don't get it on me.
We ain't got no shortage of races. Y'all the motherfucker ain't gonna get no races. We got races.
Well, I swear to God. Y'all hear that word again? I'm telling y'all, when I hear that shit like us and we and them, yeah, I know that shit mean. I'm telling y'all, man, I hear that shit all the time, man. I done grew up a lot of years sniffing that shit, man. I'm telling y'all what's going on now, for real. Us, we, them, y'all,
Mario, you bagged up. You brought your ass on the show. You brought your ass on the show to crack jokes, man. Lay down, man.
Hey, that's what I do. Let me tell you something. I live a stress-free life, man. This is what I do. I don't have nothing else to do but that. So I'm glad y'all called
me,
man. I was bored as a motherfucker.
Like I said.
Hey, Mario, some of them ain't got shit to do either. Some of them just like you now, but they still got stress.
Hey, hold on,
They ain't got shit to do either.
Y'all, let me tell you something, man. Let me say something to you. Hey, DJ, everybody take that shit to personal, man. All this goddamn money.
That's
what
they do.
I can have $10. That don't mean I got no motherfucking stress. Shit, if I say I live a stress-free life, I live a stress-free life.
Shit.
Hey, man, this is number four, man. This is why I was doing this shit. Hey, well, motherfuckers can't get their ass up. Hey, but listen, who that was I was talking to for real? I'm sorry, I might need to apologize. Who that was I was talking to? They might do rally race car. Who?
BET. BET.
Oh, well, he ain't got to have no car. That's a cameraman. He raced a 25 in the middle, ain't it?
He did what?
He, what's happening? I know he was Tony Bynum's them personal film man.
BET
BET's
going anywhere.
I still am. Yeah. I'm saying they got plenty of calls. Prime Time got a bunch of them. Well, who are you talking about? You talking about another crew?
What I was talking about, you the one looking for races. We ain't looking for no races.
No,
time out.
Hold.
Hey, dang, you
really
looking for no races.
The first motherfucking show, let me tell you something. You tell me the first fucking show or the first internet or the first, do better than that. Tell me the first motherfucker I called to, hey, man, do you want a race?
He can't do it.
Now, if you tell me that shit, it'd be some truth to what you say. Otherwise, you must have got no goddamn mind. Man, I ain't looking for shit.
What I'm saying is,
that's my goddamn crew. And here go the difference. My crew had to have me on speed to make a decision on that motherfucking car.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Let me ask you one more question. If I don't get nail race in 2014, will you please tell me what you think gonna change?
If I don't get one motherfucking race in 2014, please tell me what the fuck you think gonna change, man. That's what I'm talking about right there, Mario. We do not care whether you race or not. That's what I'm saying. They got you on the call. If they were so powerful.
So I'm just saying, because you told me you were doing good. I know it's about 50 or 80 or 100 more motherfuckers on the show.
Hey, man,
you see what they're doing?
Mario,
they ain't saying a motherfucking word.
Mario, I know you impregnated DJ about a couple years ago, man, when you tricked him week in and week out, man. That man love you, man. He on the phone right now.
I'm glad he said that. I'm glad why you on the phone. How many times have we actually even raced, Mario?
How many times you tricked him when
you
had your
own? They only got one fuck out of me.
Please tell him, man, because he got
fuck out of
me.
He
done forgot, Mario.
You done fool.
Tricked him every day, every week, week in and week out, man. Tell him, man, he done forgot.
Yeah.
That motherfucker done forgot, man. Tell him,
hey,
Mario, you used to trick that man.
Hold on. Since I forgot, tell us, motherfucker. Tell us.
Let Mario tell us. Go ahead, Mario. What you want me to tell y'all? We beat that grand one time, and we got punk out money out on one time. Now, where that BT, now I guess you know Smoke, that he don't know Smoke. Don't you tell us, you dumb, weak bitch. Tell us.
Lay your fucking ass down. Tell it, you weak, lying, no reporting, weak ass, one sided motherfucker. Tell it.
We know you're a weak bitch, all you do is get on here and try to be relevant. Ain't nobody talking about you.
You want to bring your ugly ass on here? You want to bring your weak ass on here and talk? You weak motherfucker! You weak black chili! You got the fucking pink tail, bitch! I'm gonna tell you something. I'm gonna tell you something. You got so much to say about the tail. I'm letting you tell. You, you got the motherfucking flow. Tell me all the motherfuckers that don't have
the flow. You the fuck out, pay queen. Tell me. You the fuck out, pay queen. You got no racist. I've only had five fuck outs in my whole life.
You weak bitch. Tell it.
You a motherfucking lie, you weak bitch. Name more than four. How many they got from you?
Name more than four. They got one for me.
How many white boys got from me?
His transmission wasn't broke. His transmission wasn't broke. He come out and running. It's got that hood. I beat the white boys. Me and the white boys, when we ran, we made a trip. You bust your windshield one time, you had to pay.
You hit the goddamn wall.
Okay, that's two.
You had to pay.
That's three.
And you pumped out. You pumped out with goddamn it, Mario.
We already said that.
We got to talk out front.
Twice. You had one fucking race in 3 years,
man.
Y'all got to fuck out front me once. I wrecked the car. The windshield broke and the goddamn transmission broke. Three motherfucking times I paid fuck out that I could not fucking go. Weak bitch. Now please tell me what I could
go
and I didn't go and pay fuck out. Tell me one motherfucking time that I could go and pay the fuck out. You can't.
Somebody got their phone on speaker.
You probably could go every time, but you never went. Listen, man. Every time I couldn't go, it was goddamn
DJ,
Let me hear this for you. You ain't even a motherfucker. You ain't even a motherfucker. You weak motherfucker. I ain't gonna let you talk. You weak motherfucker. All you do is fucking lie. You lie all the time. Be for real.
Okay.
Keep the shit in the middle.
Me,
some more of the list to you.
Prove me wrong, bitch. You ain't raised the motherfucker. We just proved you wrong.
Listen, and that's a rapper goddamn award somebody gave me, you weak bitch.
Why you want to video out for the year? You ain't accepted it. Why you ain't want to video out for the year? Why you ain't want video out for the year? Why you ain't want video out for the year? Why you ain't want video out for the year? Why you ain't want video out for the year? Why you ain't want video out for the year? Why you ain't want video out for the year? Why you ain't want video out for the year? Why you ain't want video out for the year? Why you ain't want video out for the year? Why you ain't want video out for the year? Why you ain't want video out for the year? Why you ain't want video out for the year? Why you ain't want video out for the year? Why you ain't want video out for the year? Why you ain't want video out for the year? Why you ain't want video out for the year? Why you ain't want video out for the year? Why you ain't want video out for the year? Why you ain't want video out for the year? Why you ain't want video out for the year? Why you ain't want video out for the year? Why you ain't want video out for the year? Why you ain't want video out for the year? Why you ain't want video out for the year? Why you ain't want video out for the year? Why you ain't want video out for the year? Why you ain't
right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, what if a man
got want a bit more money than the other guy. What does that mean? What does that mean in Grudge Race?
If a man want a bit more than another guy?
Right. Does that mean he got more money than him?
No, that just means he may want to place a bigger bet. That's all. It don't mean nothing. It don't mean nothing about money. It just means he want to bet more. That's all. He just want to bet more.
Oh, you right. You smart. You answered that question pretty good. That's all I wanted to know.
Oh, yeah. Wick, you know better. Don't you dumb down now. Don't you dumb down.
I'm trying to see what
you like to
see.
You like to Wick, hold on, Wick. I know it, but I'm saying don't you dumb down.
You answered that one good. You answered that one with an A.
Hey, you know what it is, Wick.
Yeah. Let me help. I'm gonna give y'all a good scenario on that shit about that money. If people want to bet, and people think you buy a race. It ain't that. It ain't that the people over here always trying to buy a race. It's just that sometimes.
No.
Yeah, but listen. No. I'm just saying. But here go what I know a lot of people do. Cause I ain't gonna tell you no lie. I done it before. Sometimes people want to know how fast you are. You know what I'm saying? Like Whitney, they real smart. They got, you know, I give them a credit. They got 3 or 4 cars over there. So here goes the thing. Why would you go bet 10 or 15 or whatever they choose to bet to find out a person's time or find out a roundabout fast a man can go? Some people don't care. Some people want to get away as cheap as possible to find out how fast you are so they can use that shit so they know when they do come back at you. Like, it's just smart. Anybody that rings us, it's a smart play. So they don't probably want a damn bet. If they bet cheap or whatever, then they gonna try to figure out a number for as less as possible. And then they know if they come back again, we're gonna be willing to bet more. So if you feel like you got our number, you're gonna try to get a payday off of it.
And Mario,
you don't make no sense. I mean, you know.
And homie, Wick got a couple of damn new cars coming out this year. And that's what this smart ass try to do. But see, anybody else that don't know me and Wick relationship, think I'm talking Don at Wick, fucking with Wick. No, y'all, it's more than
this race.
It
ain't that at all.
It right. It's more than this race shit. So, it's more than that. Me and Wick know. He know. That's why he came back with that question, smart motherfucker.
Do you always have to have a cosign? Do you always have to have a cosign when you go to the bank for a loan?
Yes.
Not being funny. Grown men don't need cosigners.
Why don't you put them bitches on the corner where they need to be, man?
You're right. I'm on the corner watching my bitch. You got my money, bitch. You got my money. I'm on the corner now checking your motherfucking ass. You got my money, you little black dog. You got my money.
Yeah, I got it. Come get it, bitch. Come get it. I got it. Stick in hand, motherfucker.
Yeah, going to be short again.
Stick in hand, motherfucker.
You know the position you got to be in too. I don't care what you say, man. I know you do. Get your car fixed, man, and come on race. That's all you got to do. Okay. Until then, I'm going to take your advice. I'm going to take your advice. You need to be quiet until you do that.
Okay, I will, sir.
I doubt it lasts 5 minutes.
It's your world, BET.
You want a bet, tight man?
Hey, man, what's going on, dude?
See you get a race.
I'm good, bro. I saw him the other day, fast number seven.
That's what I'm talking about, man. I can't even get a bet on that.
A bet on what? You might just get a bet with me. You sound like Stay Hungry. Hello.
Now, we ain't got no shortage of racing, man. We gonna make it do what it do this year. Y'all can get y'all plan together, man, for 2014.
Who up there got that coming down here to his Mardi Gras? T-Mo, you want to lock in, man?
What's up, DT?
You want to lock in, man?
They
say you're going back to your old way, Kimo. I thought I had straightened you up, man.
Let me ask something. Why would I lock in right now and don't know what next month going to bring? Why would I do that?
Well, I'm going to tell you something.
If I was going through my old ways, I'd have locked your motherfucking ass in last week.
Well, what I'm saying, Kimo, last year, you had about three races locked in by this time.
You're right. And I got smart.
Smart.
I'm not going to keep locking these races in or something go wrong, I can't make it. I don't wait till the week of that I know I'm making. Find out how you're supposed to do it, to BET.
Okay, Kimo, well, to the end, Kimo. Until then, Kimo,
please stay out. I wasn't in nobody's business.
You've been in some shit tonight.
I heard you now. Daddy, I've been poking at me and look, Tony. That's how this all got started. So we said,
well,
Tony asked, hey, Big Danny, ain't you going to get me fucked up? When you going to get me fucked up?
I heard that.
But let me get you straight, though, BT. Before you can tell a motherfucker not to say nothing, you got to get out there and race something, too, now. Not this video,
hey,
man. You got to go.
Kimo. Now, see, there you go getting like these other dumb motherfuckers. Now, I thought I taught you better than that.
I heard you do got a race car. But it's so
now, well, I heard that, too, man. I do. When do I choose not to race my car? You sound like a weak bitch. You choose not to race it. Hold on, you got a race car. BET says he got a race car, but he chooses not to race it.
You box a lot, motherfucker. Yeah,
hey, you can say what you want to say, but you just incriminated yourself. I got a race car, but I choose not to race it. So if Kimo chooses not to race, then what's the difference between him and you?
You stay out of there.
I'm just speaking on what you said, DT. You so smart.
You dumb bitch.
But you just said you got a race car, but you choose not to race it. But you talking to Kimo about him not racing his. You a dumb, one-sided
bitch. I ain't said nothing about Kimo not racing his car. I just said, so
what did you mind your own goddamn business,
you dumb motherfucker.
What are you going to say to somebody about their business? Mind your own goddamn business. That's what you fucking do every day, you weak bitch. You get in everybody's business. How the fuck you going to talk about somebody else getting in somebody else's business? That's what you do. It's my job. That's your job. Okay, you just said you had a race car. Yes, my job is to report on motherfuckers that ain't doing shit with their race car. BET ain't doing shit with his. He got one, but he choose not to race it. He's a weak bitch. How about that?
Make your motherfucker take
that ass down. Like BT, go lay your ass down in the corner.
Hey,
the truth is the truth, man. I'm going on what you said out your own motherfucking mouth. Your own goddamn mouth.
And I'm broke. I'm broke. I'm broke. I'm broke. I'm broke. So now,
I don't care nothing about it. I'm not talking about your pocket. I don't get personal with it. I'm just talking racing.
All I'm talking
about. What I'm telling you is that's the reason I ain't racing mine, motherfucker.
Okay, well, that's how I can respect that, because
right,
you should
then,
say
what,
first time.
I wouldn't say that.
I can respect that. You should have said it first,
Well, mind your own goddamn business, then. You know what I'm saying? You always
talk
about the business. I will. You shut the fuck up, then. Kimo.
Hey, BT, I'm a warning you. Don't speak to me unless you're trying to lock your shit in.
Well, I can't raise mine. You faster than me. You got turbo. You got turbo. I ain't got nothing but a little small block. I can't fuck with no turbo. But I will get your asshole blown out.
Yeah.
I will
blow it out with your car. I'll let you blow it out with your car.
He ain't got no money.
All right. I ain't got no money. Now, is it you, anything else?
I got a buddy that sits just like you with no money. He wants to lock you in. I'm going to pay for the race.
Well, I can't lock him in if I ain't got no money, Timo. How dumb are you?
Hey, listen. You're a videographer. You ask for a couple of dollars every time you film something. I'll take the $20. Come on. Lock your car in.
You going to drive?
No, he's going to drive. You going to drive your car?
Yeah, I'm going to drive mine. You going to drive yours?
Okay. I don't own the car, so I can't drive.
Well, shut the fuck up then.
I'm trying to lock you in.
I'm not locking my car in.
Okay. Well, guess what, BT? I ain't locking no car in right now as of today either, sir.
Well, that's all you had to say. You wanted to get on the bandwagon with these dick sucking motherfuckers. You know better. I thought you better.
BT gonna lay down on your goddamn stomach,
bullshit. I ain't laying down, bitch. Everybody know what I do. It ain't no motherfucking secret what I do. You motherfuckers the one trying to hide behind some goddamn it, knowing you ain't got a goddamn thing to do with nothing. You motherfuckers trying to hide. I'm an open book, motherfucker. I don't give a fuck.
Open your ass up and get fucked. Lay down, BET. You ain't nothing.
Damn.
Damn, all the way down. You faggot ass motherfucker. You lay down on your goddamn stomach with three pillows, bitch. Weak motherfucker.
I will lay down. I'm gonna pull your old lady on top of me, you weak bitch.
You hoe ass motherfucker.
I'll be that.
Yeah, in the car, bitch.
Bring your goddamn car out, bitch. Stop dick sucking everybody else's car. Bring your shit out now, hoe.
Who are you? Who are you?
Hey.
Who am I talking to? Who am I talking to?
I got a small block with a little money. I got a small block with a little money.
Who? They ain't telling me who you are. You're a closet bitch. That's what you are. Close the door behind you, motherfucker.
Yeah, BT, they all on your ass tonight, man.
Well,
you know why we on that weak
bitch?
Because BET sitting down.
Ain't nobody on
my damn.
Get over BET. These dick suckers just mad. They mad. But they can't do what BET do.
Only thing I'm mad at
I ain't mad at all, BT. But you sound like the baddest motherfucker on this goddamn.
I don't want to talk to no dumb motherfucker like you, like DJ. Glenn. I don't want to talk to you. You a dumb motherfucker.
BT, you the dumbest bitch on this phone, man. For real. Now you just can't see it. I know it's hard for a dumb motherfucker to realize they dumb.
I guarantee you. Everybody on the phone wish you would shut the fuck up.
Hey, DJ Grant, why are you wasting your time with a bum like him?
I know. I'm just entertaining him, man. It's all entertainment to me.
Why is you in the closet and won't man up and tell a motherfucker who you is?
Call you in the closet with weak, bitch. Call you in the closet with weak, bitch.
You weak motherfucking bitch. You the motherfucker in the closet. At least Wit man enough and BET man enough to say who he is. Your weak ass can't say who you is. You faggot motherfucker. Fuck DJ Grant, bitch.
That's what you do.
Fag motherfucker. Get on the phone and talk about a motherfucker, but can't be a man enough to tell a motherfucker who you is. Fuck you. You whole ass motherfucker.
Like, BT, that nigga got you hot, man.
I don't like no closet ass bitch. I always got something to say, but can't man up and say who he is. Fag motherfucker. Fuck him. I'm a man. No motherfucker play for it like your motherfucker ass. Faggot motherfucker. Fuck him. And the horse you rode in on.
Damn, BT, you let that man get under your skin, dog. Don't let him get under your skin like that.
Oh, he ain't under my skin. I'm just telling the bitch how it is.
Okay. Kimo.
What up, Leon? I ain't got no reason to hide, BT. Okay, then. I'm talking about that weak bitch. That fag motherfucker the one hiding. Hiding behind a telephone. You scared, bitch.
Hey, man, I ain't going to tell y'all no lie. Lil Tony show had to be for one show today, baby.
Hey, Tony was good tonight, but, hey, I'm going to tell you something, Kimo. Goddamn, the South took over the Tony Show for a while. They ain't had nobody but themselves. Man, we'll take over at the track, Leon. You bring y'all motherfucker man down here.
Now, see, there you go. You was out of, you always get your teeth pulled. Now you got them, won't get all of them pulled now.
Yeah, pull them then. Pull them, bring your weak ass on down here and race, motherfucker. Every time you come down here, you talking about you in the test session.
Hey, BT, you just came around the corner 4 years ago, man. Don't start that bullshit now. The man just got
you
sitting at 8 years.
You ain't raised nobody in 4 years then, so what? What's the difference?
I raised more people than you raised.
You ain't raised no motherfucker.
I raised more people than you raised, sir. I was raising a Wickdale before you even thought about coming around Wickdale.
You don't know that. No, fuck you don't. You don't know where I come from, Leon.
Hey, BT.
You don't know that. You just talking,
hey,
man.
BT. Hey, I've been around Wickham for a long time, man. Goddamn, I ain't seen you nowhere in sight.
And? That don't mean I wasn't racist.
BT, I got a question for you. Now, when the North, like, Dog said that the North is starting to run, letting us run with their races. How about when y'all come up here, y'all run the race we want to run, we run out that back door?
We do enough racing down here to satisfy what we do, man. We ain't got to goddamn accommodate ourselves for y'all, man. Y'all the motherfucker got to give what's going on down here. That's what y'all got to get. Y'all got to give what the fuck going on. That ain't what's going on. That's why we ain't doing it.
Or is it some of you guys can't tune out the back door?
No, that ain't it. I'm telling you what it is. We the shit. Y'all just trying to get in our shit.
Oh, okay.
You ain't nothing but a piece of shit.
You a dick sucking bitch.
Well, maybe we can answer that, buddy. Because we're on the line still.
Yeah, I'm still on. What's up?
Hey, Wick, when you come up this way, would you be willing to run out that back door once or twice when you come look over there?
Come on, man. You ain't racing nobody to ask me no shit like that.
If you race me,
I'll run you out the back door. Yeah, if you race me. Yeah, I run you out the back. I'll blow my shit up just to show your stupid ass that I'll drop your ass at the back door, too. What's the difference?
Damn,
you can't beat me to the eighth. You damn sure ain't going to beat me to the quarter.
Oh, no, I'm here.
If you can't beat me to the eighth, you damn sure ain't going to beat me to the quarter.
Right.
What's going to hold me back?
I'm
I got a 350 gear in the motherfucker. What's going to keep me from running over your ass on the other side?
Let's lock Kong in.
Man, I wouldn't lock you up. I wouldn't lock nothing in with you, motherfuckers. My life depending on it.
Well, the only thing you can do is get some free money, man.
Man, I don't lock no fools. I don't lock no motherfucker in that ain't going to raise.
There's only one way to sell, man.
Shit, you ain't raised no motherfucking, I don't know how many years. What the fuck I look like locking your food up?
I'm trying to race you in 2014.
Well, when you see me, clap me on the shoulder, hand me your money, tell me how much you want to run,
bro. That's what I'm going to do. I ain't going to argue with you. That's all you got to do.
Look, you lying, not even show up at your home track. Shit. I know a bunch of motherfuckers tell me they wanted to race,
hey,
and I came to their hometown, and they see me, they show up.
Hey, Rick, one thing for sure, you ain't nobody not to come to the track,
though. I went to Montgomery.
You ain't nobody not to come to the track, though.
And then now motherfuckers show up that from Montgomery, shit.
Got a point. Montgomery.
Got a point.
I went to Chicago, the motherfucker from Chicago didn't show up. Motherfucker came from Memphis. I didn't have 41. That time come to a premier track, I guarantee everybody show up. You didn't go to a premier track. Man, you might not show up at the track with that. So how, all you got to do is see that. Don't worry about me. You're going to get some money, man. Don't worry about if I'm coming or not. You're going to get some money.
You liable to not show up if you throwing the race. All that sounds good, like these, you say that sounds good, but I mean you can't do nothing but win some money, you can't do nothing but win some lockup.
So guess what? If I don't show up, you yourself, I'm gonna lock you in. What you wanna lock in, man?
I'm gonna lock you in. I need some free money, shit. What you wanna lock in?
I'm not gonna lock in this far, but I lock your ass in. I'm gonna lock you in. What you want to lock in, man? I'm gonna lock you in. Let me eat some free money, shit. What you want to lock in? I'm gonna lock you in this far, but I lock your ass in. Fresh out the lock run, and the long run, Fred Sanchez said, broke, motherfucker. That was gonna happen to you when I get down. Hey, when the long run, hey, when the smoke, I told you bitches who was gonna be on top. Now, motherfucking one.
Well, how you on top, man? You ain't beat nobody. Come on,
man.
I told you who's gonna be on top, motherfucker. Now, motherfucker, one. Hey, Whit. Add it up. Do your math. You say you're good at math, motherfucker. Do your math. Do the numbers.
Hey, Whit. Every motherfucker said like you ran over you.
And if a motherfucker getting away, a 14, the shit ain't gonna be no different. They're gonna get ran the fuck over.
I understand what's going on with you. Got ran over so many times by the same caliber car.
Hey, you don't know nobody. That's why you keep saying all that service shit.
You got ran over, so you don't know nobody.
Do the numbers, boy.
Every race you had at your that set like you, they ran your ass over.
So did, man.
Yeah, I know. Any motherfucker that set like you ran your ass over, man.
Hey, Kimo. You know you're playing with the wrong motherfucker.
I got the wrong one, baby. You know I fucked you up, boy.
How much you want to bet on that?
Man, listen.
What's the fun on
that? Who you beat that set like you?
Where's the money on that, though, since you're so smart, motherfucker? $1,000. Yo, ho. Yo. I beat that pussy to death.
Damn.
Now, what you telling a lie about that? I beat that pussy to death first.
That
was you going out the back window when I was coming through the front door? Hey, I noticed something now. Not to try to pick nobody's side, but I do notice something. Timo, I used to love you because you used to keep the shit down the middle. But you sure try to keep up with these motherfuckers' losses. You don't realize it. When you lose, motherfucker, you got to race. Your bitch ass ain't even racing, you black motherfucker.
No. Let me tell you in with a secret. And then one of you motherfuckers, by the time y'all get through racing, y'all ain't going to have no money to buy no pussy.
It don't make no difference. We racing. All you do is get on there and talk about it, you motherfucker. You get more motherfucking props for at least trying to race than to sit on the goddamn phone every night and be a motherfucking.
I ain't gonna get you up with you.
Non-talk ass motherfucking racing. You ain't doing shit for talking. Don't believe it. Hey, all your buddies around here, ask them motherfuckers, all your buddies around you, ask them bitches how much respect you got. None. You ain't got no bitch on the phone right now respect you. You don't even respect your own motherfuckers if you're black, bitch.
Hey, dog, I don't want no respect. I tried to tell Timo to shut the fuck up
a long time ago. He really making himself look bad. I had brought you and made you famous. Now you just
gone
back under the goddamn ground, man.
Listen, I'm going to look bad with you. You don't even got a motherfucking car. How the fuck I'm going to look bad in your eyes?
That would be really fucked up, then. You got a car, you still look bad, motherfucker.
Hey, wait. Hey,
no. I just told you,
hey,
man. Dog, might need to shut the fuck up, man.
You fucking motherfucker. You jump right in on with me. Dog, when
well,
you...
Well, I did because
he
ain't wrong with you talking shit
here,
at first.
Man.
You was fair. But see, just like you was telling Whit, but he got fucked up.
I'm being fair. So let me ask you this.
Hold up. For
a
bitch to get
this,
fucked
dog.
Up, Kimo, he got
dog.
The race to get fucked up.
So
you ain't, you ain't doing no racing. You ain't never on the damn phone trying to be a gangster talking shit.
Guess what, dog?
That damn bitch to back you up with that shit you talking.
It's -3
out here. The sound good, but it ain't what the fuck the real is. The real men,
no.
Hey, Kimo, on the real tip, the real men, that shit you talking ain't with them.
I'm trying to tell him.
You can't tell me shit,
hey.
Man. Because you
well,
know
I want to make
the man. The main
hey, I
want to
make a public announcement.
BT, only reason, BT, when you start paying these bills up this way, then you can tell me what to do. Till then, shut the fuck up.
Hey, well, Timo, can you tell us, because we kind of downside, we're a little slow. But what, how many if you got a car that ain't racing, what bills you got, motherfucker? You got a car no race. Why you got so many bills, you bitch?
Hey. Because I don't borrow nobody shit. That's why I got
the bills. Hey, what difference is it being if you borrowed or not? You ain't racing. My point is, if you borrowed this, baby, or whatever, you complain about it, the bills. What you doing? You must got a motherfucker this that got your car got to have a pussy because he's sure fucking you. Are you fucking him? Which one is it?
Hey, listen. The only way you're going to catch me,
you're going to be crawling on your motherfucking knees, and I'm going to be taking a piss. That's when you're going to catch me.
Yeah.
You're going to my teeth.
I guarantee. Hey, dog. Hey, one thing about dog, you ain't going to go too far, dog. You ain't going to bring that car too far.
Hey, I come up to damn Michigan, and I came up to goddamn Chicago just like Whitney,
you
man.
Ain't come up
and where was
with
your
no
bitch
car,
ass
dog.
At?
Dog,
no
way
in sight.
With a car?
Yeah,
dog,
I came up here with a car.
Yes, car?
I had a car.
What car?
I had goddamn it, the Camaro, my Camaro.
Yeah, motherfuckers ain't never raced in Chicago.
No, you ain't come up here with no goddamn Camaro.
Junior, stop lying. And we ain't at you, Junior, but you a lie.
Don't talk about Chicago. You went to Indiana. You didn't come to Chicago to race.
What track in Chicago, Junior?
We got Rockford, and where was
y'all
he at?
On. We didn't understand.
Okay.
Y'all wasn't having the races with these motherfuckers on the phone talking this shit.
Okay.
Once y'all had
y'all
one
was,
in Chicago
y'all was,
and Byron,
y'all was at,
and we plan on coming to Byron this year. But, Junior, my point I'm trying to make, I ain't dogging Kimo when he keep it real. But see, he dogging bitches that racing. He don't realize, motherfucker, if a bitch lose, that means he had to be in a fucking race to lose. We can't, Kimo ain't doing neither one.
You could dog Kimo all you want. Just keep Chicago out of it.
He did bring the car to Morocco when we was in Indiana.
Okay, Morocco, Indiana, not Chicago. That's all I said.
Well, that okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Damn, Julian, you
out. No, Julian just keeping it straight by Chicago. But don't worry, though. We're going to come up to Chicago and fuck them up, too, though. We came up there and fucked them up, too.
Well, see, if you come to Chicago, you got to come to the streets. Other than that, don't say nothing.
No, we ain't coming to the streets, no. I ain't coming to there, goddamn. I'm scared down here.
Well,
no fucking way anything with a bill.
If you come to Chicago, that's how you got to come.
Yeah, well, like my dick, I like out the hole. I'm out the hole letting that day, Julian. I goddamn sure don't want to get caught up in Chicago in the streets. I don't know no bitch out there.
Hey, and you already see what type of street cars we got in Chicago, boy. Y'all seen the video. Yeah.
Man, motherfucker video. Tell a bitch to get his motherfucking ass in real life. Fuck a video.
Okay,
you
want to lock in?
You
want to lock in with Tough? That's our Chicago street cop. You want to lock in with him?
Look at that. I didn't want to tell him.
Hold on now.
God, I'm going to leave that alone, Junior. I'm going to leave that
alone. It don't matter.
Still,
okay, but he got a street car. He got a street car.
I ain't mad with him because he raced on the streets.
Okay.
Right? I ain't mad with him.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying. That's a street car.
I ain't mad with him.
That's what we got.
I ain't mad with him, but I tell you what, if you bring that motherfucker down here on the street, I'll go to his motherfucking ass. Now.
I'm going to make it easy for you.
I ain't going to stop.
Stop in Chicago.
Nope, I'm not coming up there and run on the street, period. I don't give a fuck what you say. I'm not.
Okay.
But if you come anywhere past that goddamn Mason-Dixon line, I'm going to stick big sideways at his ass.
You know what? He might travel.
Might go on a chicken's ass.
Well,
catch
and guess what?
Chicken and let me see if it's on
guess
the
what? And you might run and might not. I'm going to leave it alone. Only thing I'm asking you, dog. Keep Chicago out of it when you fucking with Michigan or with Chemo or anybody else.
Fuck Chicago.
Y'all have not
fuck
been
out there in
Illinois.
Fuck Michigan. Fuck any bitch in the room.
Junior, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
That motherfucker dog and them ain't going to race unless they know somebody E.T., man. They ain't no gangster.
I ain't worried about E.T.,
stupid-ass, dumb-ass nigga.
I ain't worried about none of that.
Dog ain't going to race nobody unless they know somebody E.T., man.
You can't name that bitch. I reason I knew his ET. I don't give a. I don't know your ET. What the fuck you waiting on, bitch boy? I don't know your ET. What you waiting on, bitch boy?
I'm going back on mute, Junior.
You need to goddamn go kick. Go cut your fucking throat.
Hey, I'm going back to bed. Y'all have a good night. Keep running the show. Y'all doing a great thing. Appreciate y'all coming on.
Let's get you motherfucking dumb ass motherfuckers like Chemo with that dumb shit, trying to be like, bitch, you know a motherfucker's ET. If I know what a bitch runs, why the fuck would I got my head chopped off? These motherfucking times if I know if a bitch runs, I wouldn't have been fucking with him. I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said. Because dog, what I'm saying is, Chemo come on with the dumb shit, that damn ply like bitches know how fast a bitch going, like somebody cheat. If I know how fast you was, Junior, and I couldn't beat you, why was I out there fucking with you? I wouldn't have got my ass on you twice, the socket eight times in a row, if I know what a bitch was running.
Hey, dog, Chemo did what he intended to do. He got under your collar with the comment he made. Come on, man.
Oh, he
got
under my collar. Hey, now, bitch, the world can get under my collar. He ain't get under my collar, but I just don't like with motherfuckers. See, when you spread dumb shit, other motherfuckers that ain't smart as some of these racists bleed this bullshit. That's what I'm talking about.
That's
he ain't gonna get on.
That's
you can't
correct.
Get under my collar. You can't get under my collar.
As a mother on the phone today, and I can tell you,
hey, dog. No chingues, coño. No chingues, coño.
Who? See, I don't know that Puerto Rican shit now. Goddamn, don't talk with that Puerto Rican shit.
Hold on now. Why it gotta be some shit? Why it gotta be
well,
some
don't
shit?
Don't put that. Because I don't understand it, motherfucker. So it's shit to me. I don't understand it.
Hey, old man, I'm just fucking with you, man. But there was somebody else said something.
When BG and all them some phone track man and all of
they still on. They taking a breather.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure because, you know, like I said, that's all. Hey, no, Chemo, I love Chemo, too. I love Chemo. be a funny motherfucker, but when he come with the dumb shit, I got to call on the dumb shit.
Cuss him right out. Cuss him right out.
Hey, dog.
How did it
take the whole Motor City Mafia to get on me? I thought it was one guy with another guy. They got the whole team on me. What? They got the whole football team on me. I couldn't believe that, dog.
Hey. Shit,
I gotta say something though. I gotta admit, they stick together, so I can't be mad at them. I can't get mad at them.
Okay.
Okay. Timo over here starting the shit up over there. And then next thing you know, boy, all them folks, I heard a bunch of clicking noise, and the whole goddamn football team came by. I said, whoa.
That's why.
Hey, Danny, what it is, Danny, the Motor City Mafia, like that house in every neighborhood where they got like 50 brothers and sisters living in that house. And once you fuck with one, you know they all coming out. The mama coming out, the grandfather. Yeah. That's how the Motor City gets down.
Hey, Junior, that was you over there unmuting all them damn mics. I kept hearing unmuted. No, sir.
I'm not even working the board tonight, sir. I just jump in and out any little chance I get.
Another
well, I must say, it was mighty heating on this doggone phone a little while ago. Man, it done cooled off like the snow.
Yeah, I know, but you know what I always say, right? All that shit, and ain't not one race locked in. I don't understand that.
Chemo.
Not one.
Chemo.
I love the jaw jacking. I love that shit. But when they lock in the race,
I locked in on the show last weekend.
And it took you all of 3 minutes to lock in.
That's all it takes.
You right.
You get on your arm with these motherfuckers. You ain't got an arm with these motherfuckers. So there ain't going to be no shortage of racing. For the camp, so. Them the motherfuckers want to look. We ain't going to have to look.
Hey, BT, truth be told, I'd love to see y'all come up this way, y'all.
We coming two times. We ain't gonna make two separate trips.
I think the guys from up here have showed enough dedication where they've been down there a lot of times for a lot of years where maybe we can get the same, you know, get the same showing up here, you know.
What is all that noise, man?
Chemo over there. Chemo.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
Yeah, get that shit right, Chemo. Go on mute.
Might be that old closet bitch. Get the fuck right in now. Got two or three motherfuckers on his ass in there. Sweet bitch.
What Mike Hill race, a two day event or one day?
You ain't coming, Leon.
Hey, man, just ask a question, man. Don't tell me what I ain't going to do, man. I just asked the question. You ain't
man, you on the phone telling everybody what you ain't going to do, so why can't I?
Hey, man, all I asked the question, man. You didn't even have to speak.
I just told you. The day that you ain't coming.
You need to shut the hell up, man. You ain't even going no racing, man. You always saying something.
Well, okay, all I ask you, I'll answer your question, Leon. Just promise me that you'll be there.
What that got to do with it?
Why are you asking if you ain't coming?
Why did this keep going?
It's posted on the board. Go read it.
Okay, I will. That's how I do that.
Hey, man.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, man. Oh. I like what you did the other day, type man. You know, when you spoke about that fake ass racist shit, there's a lot of more shit that we're gonna have to speak about. And I want you to have the same enthusiasm as you did when you kicked the motherfucker in the nuts for bringing that bullshit up. I want you to have the same enthusiasm that you did when this other bullshit come up. You hear me?
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you this: if it's bullshit, I'm trying not to tolerate it this year. But if it's somebody's personal shit, I ain't getting in there.
Oh no! We ain't going personal. Fuck that. We ain't going personal.
Yeah, if it's bullshit.
No, it's about race. It's about race. All that shit I talk, it's got to do with race. I ain't with that personal shit. They attack me personally. They attacked me before I attacked them on that first shit. I ain't with that.
Right, it just kind of chills out for a while.
Well, let me ask you something, BET. I don't know what it's concerning, but is it concerning making racing better?
It's really concerning stopping racing. Just like that label, that label.
The girl with the big ass person, they motherfucking racing. He was a big ass person. They got them posing move, man. We move. 14 miles away, 2041 East US 31. I'm on my phone out there. I got lots of that shit.
What the fuck that is? You
got the title too. No, we still went on the title.
It's a label just like that fake ass racist shit.
What is you doing,
Charlie? Keep messing up. Dog, say you post a video of the day, dog.
What happened today?
Dog say he went to somebody's ass today. Dog say he's 3-0 this year. Went to two people's ass, he said.
With a dog. Oh.
There you go. Dog, you still there?
I'm listening, but I'm incapacitated. I can't talk to you bitches now. I got my mouth full of pussy.
Good God.
Do your thing, boy.
Hey, I'm listening, but I can't talk because my mouth is full of pussy.
I hear you, boy. I was just revamping on what you said about your two races that you had got out today. Where the video at?
Hey, BET. Listen up, BET.
Hey,
BET.
Sorry, I'm going to the roof of the car.
Hey. That's Becky.
That's hey, Becky.
Hey. All right. Do it, boy.
Down between the two.
My nigga.
What's going on with the
guy? Well, I'm going to get on out of here.
I guess it did now. I guess you didn't shut the motherfucker down.
Don't drink your goddamn Bud Light, ain't you?
Guess we'll shut this motherfucker down. I got a text message saying told me to tell Chemo. Let me see what he said. He said, tell Chemo to lay on your stomach and stick a butt plug up your shit ass. Hey. Good God. A butt plug up your shit ass, Chemo. That's what he said.
Now, I just got a text message. Now, this for real here. Now, you know, I don't get no text message. I don't send them either. I don't really know how to read them. But this text message says, Chemo took his wheelie bars off his car and hung them on his ass. All the truth. I just got a text message.
Yeah.
Took his wheelie bars off his car and hung them on his ass. I don't know what that means.
That means he riding along like a dolly.
He riding back, huh? He laid back, huh?
Good God Almighty.
Hey, what a Motor City Mafia. Them boys done went to sleep, man. Get what? They probably got to go to work in the morning. The Motor City Mafia boy got to go to work in the morning.
Yeah, they probably are.
Yeah. They got to hit that motherfucking clock.
Like I said, truth hurt a motherfucker. But truth don't hurt me. I admit I'm a broke motherfucker. I can't afford to race my car. But I ain't going to get on no phone front like, goddamn it, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that with mine. No one ain't going to do a goddamn thing, you know.
One thing about it, you got a lot more than a lot of these motherfuckers got. They got race cars, but you got a lot more. I seen what you got. You showed me that motherfucking deed. I said, shit, a lot of motherfuckers ain't got that deed.
A lot of motherfuckers paying rent.
So in other words, you said
they got to keep up with BET, huh? Don't keep up with the dog, keep up with the beat.
Man, them motherfuckers is so far from me.
I just told you that, they're beat.
They so far from me, Dan. They don't know what the hell going on, man. They quick to say BET ain't got this, BET ain't got that. They don't know shit. Motherfucker paying rent, living with their baby mamas, and all kinds of shit, man. They don't own a goddamn thing.
Wow.
But I keep them guessing. I keep them guessing. Like I said, I'm an open book. I ain't got nothing to hide. I'm a man. I didn't just get like this.
Bunch of these motherfuckers, hey, in the closet. Bunch of these motherfuckers, man. I'm finna get personal. I'm finna get personal. Fuck it. Here's Wit getting personal tonight on Lil Tony Show. But these grudge racers is punks. They be getting fucked in the ass, probably. Yeah.
On purpose.
I said, I don't know which ones it is, but I guarantee you it's some goddamn grudge racers out there. That's in the car. That's gay.
Mm-hmm. I believe.
Yeah, I see it. 901 said, I don't know who they are. But if you're in the closet and you gay and you fuck with a man, you need to quit girls racing. This is a man's game here. Folks ain't allowed.
All right. Get your punk ass
now
somewhere and lay down.
Down on one wheelchair. Just ain't a punk gang. Yeah. If you want to fuck with some punk, go do something to go to jail. But we ain't.
Mm-hmm.
We good, right? Here.
You're
gay motherfuckers in this grudge game.
Yes, sir. Front
they
motherfuckers.
Like they
front like they mean. Front like they mean.
They act like they at home. They ain't at home. They in the closet.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Weak motherfucker. They're like that closet bitch who was on the phone talking to me. If he was a man, he'd tell me who the fuck he was. Weak motherfucker. Huh?
Don't worry about him, BT. He in the closet.
All right. So ain't nobody on the phone trying to come down for free Mardi Gras. I'm up there. Leon, you gonna make it, Leon?
No.
Hey, don't worry about it. Read the board.
Hey.
That's a no. That's a no. You ain't got that cat shop yet, though, is Leon?
Yeah.
Leon, you got an old school backhand kind.
Yeah.
What size tie you got on there?
10-5 outlaw.
1733. You got Willis Bar, too. Big block on Willis Bar.
Yeah.
I got somebody want to run you, Kimo. I'm
going to
say, Leon.
You going to drive?
Huh?
What?
Would
you gonna drive? You gonna drive? I'm gonna get up, nigga.
Am I gonna drive?
Yeah.
No.
Don't go look for the next to me if you ain't driving.
No. I ain't looking for you. He looking for you.
No. Don't you go get nobody for me if you ain't driving.
I ain't went got nobody. The man text me, man. I ain't went got no motherfucker.
Tell the man to take that text and shove it up his ass then.
The man trying to go. The man trying to race you.
Well, you should race him if he trying to go.
He trying to race you.
He can't be doing too much if you the yes man.
He trying to race you. It Mike ain't over.
Let him stick you on. Mike
ain't
over.
Huh?
Let him put you in there.
No, he got his own goddamn car.
Oh, well. You're going to raise the shelf.
Oh, okay. Okay, Kimo. I'm saying, Leon.
The motherfucker's starting to look alike, huh?
Yeah, it got me confused, man. You know, goddamn, man. I tell you, man. Looking like and sounding like. Last time I seen that goddamn Leon at the track, goddammit. I said, Leon, you trying to go? Yeah, what you got? I go find a motherfucker, race him. He said, oh, I'm just testing. See, I just come to test. I said, goddamn, man. I'm going to put a small tack on it, too.
Now, left on the other end. I
Street outlaw.
You ought to get you. You ought to get your ass in any one of them cars, BT. But then you can talk about it. But give me this phone running your mouth about some shit. You ain't doing nothing but running your mouth. Get your ass in one of them cars.
Why, Leon? Why?
Because you always get out of folks' shit. If everybody's trying to check you,
that's the job they gave me. Okay, when you went to work, your boss man tell you, this is the job he wants you to do. If you gonna tell him
man,
you want to do another job,
man, wait on the motherfucker to heal you up.
Hey, so what you saying? When you go to work, your boss man